You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good evening. It's me, The Monk. Have you ever listened to Trash Station Thoughts? That doesn't seem too hard. I can do that. Well, you're in luck, because today I want to talk about Anchor, the easiest way to make podcasts, and it's completely free. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. I mean, it's literally what we're using now. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast from your phone or computer. And you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes. The possibilities are literally endless. You can make anything, music analysis, talk shows, or even an anime podcast that talks about anime. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So, if you want to give podcasting a go, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Anyway, back to the episode.
Wait, what's up, xenophobic xylophones? Welcome back to another episode of the Trash Taste Podcast. That's your fault. That is your fault. All you xenophobic xylophones out there, shout out to you. I'm your host, Joey, with the boys, Connor and Garn, and she's already done it, but we have Lily Peach on the podcast.
She just took over our podcast. Yep. I don't think that's ever happened. This is like Ladybeard, I think, where someone just took over the intro.
So, welcome.
Oh, can I put a little disclaimer? Mm-hmm. I just recently got gum surgery, so I have like shit all on my teeth. So if I like show it, please don't be freaked out.
Okay.
Good.
People in comments are like, what's that on her teeth? Like, gum on her teeth? I'm like, no, it's dressing.
Well, I guess anime.
are we jumping right into it?
Lily's just dying to talk about anime.
Anime. Well, I used to have an anime podcast.
Yeah.
That didn't last very long because talking about anime, only anime in a podcast was like not.
that's literally the problem that we've come up with.
Why do you think we don't do that?
Yeah, we started off as an anime podcast, although not really, because we had like one episode to do with anime and then we just gave up.
It was like half an episode.
But there's only so many things you could talk about it. What's your favorite anime? What are you watching this season? Like, what do you think of? And then it's just like, what do we talk about?
Yeah. I mean, that's, I think, the biggest problem with every anime creator, which is you just run out of anime to talk about because there's only a few certain topics that people really want to hear about.
And then
everyone just gets bored of you. Yep. Like, everyone's favorite anime is kind of like the same thing.
Yep.
Most of the time.
Mine hasn't changed. And like, well, now, I don't know. Okay, Arcane's not an anime.
Yes, it is.
Arcane is an anime.
It's totally an anime.
We love Arcane, but Joey refuses to watch it.
Why?
Do you want to talk about Arcane?
No!
Why won't he watch it?
He's a contrarian. He won't watch anything that's popular.
Because it's too popular.
Yeah.
Because people keep hyping it up. And so the expectations are just insane for me now.
It'll meet your expectations.
I've heard so many shows that with the exact same thing and it hasn't lived up to the expectations. So I'm scared now to watch it.
I'm on Team Lily with this one. I think it's really good.
You know what? If it helps you, you could watch it in Japanese dub.
That's not my issue.
It's really cute. Like, there's a part where Vi calls Caitlyn Cupcake.
Yeah.
And then, like, they did it in every single language because it's a really hot scene.
Right.
And then he's like, Cupcake. It's like, yeah.
Like, I've seen the Japanese dub of that scene, and it's better than the English dub. It is fucking hot. It is hot. Oh my god.
So maybe you would like that.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Like, watch it in Japanese. I mean, you can pretend it's anime.
Yeah. Even though Connor refuses to not call anything else.
Wait, what?
You're like, it's an anime.
Yeah, it is an anime.
But maybe we should say it's not an anime.
I just do that to annoying people who are like, you're so fair, you know.
Oh, I understand.
Same vibe as calling Avatar an anime.
Yeah. I just think it's like dumb.
Avatar's coming out with 3 movies. Did you see that?
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Are you excited? I'm like kind of scared.
Wait, is it 3 live action movies or 3
animated movies?
I think it's animated movies. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited because you guys like Avatar?
I love Avatar.
Yeah, I love Avatar.
I actually haven't seen Avatar yet.
It will.
I know.
Don't worry.
I know.
The high expectations you have, it'll hit.
It actually does.
How does it feel?
Just like Arcane, which you should watch.
The first season's really slow, but you do need to watch it to set up for like the second.
I think I watched the first season and I thought the first season was a little slow, but then I heard it gets better, and then I never continued it after the first season.
Arcane doesn't have that. It's just win. It's just great.
Arcane from like episode one, fucking incredible. Yeah. Joey wants to die right now.
You're depriving yourself.
It's been 0 days since Arcane was mentioned.
You really should watch it. There's only 9 episodes out. Like, what's your excuse?
What are you in the comments section? I'm aware.
This is good.
Great content.
Okay, I will.
I love all this anime talk. Arcane, yeah. Avatar.
Such great
Nothing
anime.
But anime. Okay, question since you're an Avatar fan. Okay. Legend of Korra, do you rate it?
I think if they were told that they could have more than one season, because I heard they were like...
They were meddled a lot, right?
Yes, yeah. I think it could have been so much better. But I think there's some good parts in Korra. Like,
yeah, I like the first season. Yeah. But then I found the ending was kind of...
Rushed almost.
Yeah, it was kind of like, okay, all
spoilers?
Right.
Spoilers? Does it matter?
No.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but it doesn't really matter too much.
Spoilers before you watch something?
Never.
No.
Why would
we
do
that?
Okay. Wait, what?
You do that. I remember now. Last time, I'm getting like
you made
fucking,
it sound like you do, and then you said you're like, nah.
I'm getting like fucking Vietnam flashbacks of the last time we recorded an anime podcast together, and you said you read spoilers before you watch the show.
So it's the journey, not the destination. I'm a firm believer of like, if I know what happens, it doesn't detract from my viewing experience, because either way, I'm watching it.
But why not have the experience of like, say, being able to watch it?
It's like anxiety.
But then you of not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah, the anxiety.
Do you get anxiety reading the spoilers as it's going on?
Sometimes, but like when I read the spoilers, I'm like, oh, that's how it ends. Oh, that's how the conflict is resolved. I feel much better. Let me enjoy and watch this now. You know what I mean?
But you already know what it's going to be before you watch it.
Yeah, but
this has like divorced parent energy. It's like, I just wish I could know when they'd stop fighting. Like, when will they like, I just want to know.
If I had a crystal ball that could literally tell me anything I wanted to know, I would take it. Like, I want to know when I die, how I die, when my dog's going to die. Like, when, like,
what do you want to know?
What do you want to know?
So I can treasure every day before that day. You're
not going to otherwise? You're like, nah, it's all right. I don't know when
they're gonna die, so I'm just gonna like piss my life away or whatever.
It's nice. The information is nice, you know. What would have happened if I like went this route in my career or this or whatever?
Wouldn't
like,
you like let
know everything?
Let's say if like life, this crystal ball told you that you were gonna fail. You'd be like, well, why am I trying then?
Right, then I just die.
Would life be boring in that case if you just knew everything that was going to happen? Because everything's predetermined in that case.
Yeah, but they still like, I can still experience it, right? Just because I know like, oh, I'm going to drink a lot here and have fun, but I'm still going to drink and have fun. You know, that's not going to...
So you don't like surprises is what I'm hearing.
Yeah, I guess. It's just like knowing stuff. It's anxiety. I don't know. There was one time we went to watch a scary movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I could not take it. I wanted to take out my phone and read the spoilers. And then, like, in the movie theater.
Okay, actually, I was going to say there is one case where I do just read and watch spoilers.
Yeah. Horror movies?
Right,
it's like, kind of like that.
Because, okay, I'm a fucking pussy when it comes to horror movies. I'll be honest. Like, I hate not knowing what's going to happen.
Who's gonna die?
But like at the same time, I think a lot of horror movie concepts are just really fucking interesting.
Yeah.
So I watch more videos breaking down horror movie spoilers than I actually watch horror movies.
Oh my God.
Sydney's gonna fucking kill me because she fucking loves horror movies. But I think I know most horror movies, like the plot of most big horror movies.
I think
now.
I get what you mean. Like, I've seen an arduous amount of like, would you be able to survive this Saw trap video more than the actual Saw movies?
Right,
like,
right?
I haven't seen a single Saw movie, but goddamn, I want to know how you'd escape from
that. Because like, horror movies have some of the best hooks of like any films. Like, you can boil it down to like one tagline or one, like, it's basically a YouTube clickbait, you know? It's got like the interesting concept, but like, I don't want to experience like the bullshit of like getting scared and getting jump scared all that shit.
Oh, that reminds me of my other favorite anime, you know, movie recaps on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I watch that so much. Like, I don't even watch movies anymore. I watch movie recaps.
You have the same brain as God. God does the exact same thing.
Hello there, Mr. Recap here. Today I'm going to tell you a story about blah 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 blah.
Is that,
watch
is
out
about,
and
is
take care. No, I just like your accent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is this like an accent?
Yeah.
I've never related to someone so hard because. I
thought I was a psychopath.
Really, you guys should try it. It's good bedtime stories. You just put one on and then you just like, you listen to someone explain the movie plot.
Yeah.
And no, like, you don't need to spend 2 hours watching the movie.
No, I totally get that with movies.
This is why art is dead.
This
is why I watch YouTube videos at 1.5 speed. You know, you don't need.
Yeah. 1.5, I cannot do one speed anymore.
No, that's psychopathic. But like,
what?
But like, no, I totally get that with like movies that are say like really fucked up, where it's like, or really shit, for example. Yeah. It's like, yeah, okay, I'll watch a guy breaking down a movie. But if it's like, do you do that with all movies? Even ones that you look at and you're like, oh, that looks interesting.
Not all movies. Yeah. So most movies are like, I think in like the, let's say the 6 to 7 out of 10 range.
If it's a Marvel movie, you're going to watch it.
Depends on the Marvel movie.
I love Marvel.
That's my favorite anime.
I love that anime.
Yeah. but sometimes I have certain Marvel movies that I want to watch and experience to the fullest, but like, I don't want to watch all the bullshit that comes before it. Like, for example, when I'm going to watch Doctor Strange, I don't want to fucking watch WandaVision. I'll just watch someone's summary of WandaVision.
Well, WandaVision is not a bad TV show.
Is it not?
I think you should watch it. The ending's a little weak, but I think it's good.
Did you watch the new Doctor Strange movie?
I did.
Did you like it?
Okay, so there were so many elements that I really liked. The horror elements were fantastic, but then there were some really cheesy lines.
Yeah. I didn't like it.
There were some really cheesy
lines. I've actually spoiled myself on the Doctor Strange movie because of this guy, actually.
Have you guys watched Everything Everywhere All at Once?
Yeah, that's so good.
I really want
that's
to.
That's not something I'm going to spoil for myself. That's like
That's the one movie I didn't spoil myself for.
Yeah, because like
did you watch it?
I did.
It's so good, right?
It's amazing.
Okay. Because I have like certain movies where I'm like, I want to experience this to the fullest.
Yes.
I want to not spoil myself. Yes. And then some of them I'm just like, whatever. I just want to know what happens. Like Morbius? when you said Doctor Strange was like mid, I was like, okay, well.
You can spoil that.
Yeah, like, yeah.
No, Morbius is a perfect example of like, I'll just go and watch a recap.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I'm not going to go fucking watch
even going to watch a fucking recap of Morbius.
I only watched the recap so I could understand the memes more.
I really thought they said it's Morbin time in the movie.
Yeah, I thought so too. They don't say it.
I thought so as well.
Yeah, I thought that was an actual line that people were memeing.
For the longest time, I thought, oh, it's just a line in the movie. It just means it's that
Morbin
bad.
Time,
yeah.
I really thought.
I just love the idea of just memeing these really terrible movies and giving like the executives that it's like, wow, people love this movie. Everyone's talking about
it. If they don't say it's Morbin time in Morbius 2, I'll be thoroughly disappointed.
It's direct to TV, right? It's direct to Apple TV.
Is it?
It's not going in, it's not a cinematic release, a theatrical release.
Well, no, it did get a cinematic release.
So no, the second movie is not going to be a theatrical.
There's going to be a second one?
Yeah,
so they're making greenlit. A second one.
Why would they do that?
Because
why?
It was so popular. But like, look at Google Trends. It was clearly doing so well.
But like, didn't they like, who produced it again? Sony? I think it was Sony that produced it. Didn't they like re-release it because of the memes in cinemas? Did, and then it fucking bombed. They were like, people want to see this because everyone's talking about it. Let's re-release it. Fucking bombs. Nope. Like, so I'm surprised they're doing a second one, honestly.
I don't know how it's going to work.
Not. That's the thing. It's not.
No, the first one didn't work.
How do you top the first one? Oh my God.
So have you ever read like a spoiler to like a TV show or a movie and you've kind of like regretted it? Has that ever happened? Never.
What?
Like literally never. I just enjoy media differently. Oh my gosh. You guys' accent reminds me of Harry Potter. I think Harry Potter.
He's Australian.
I'm not even British.
I just want to segue into like, I think Harry Potter should be an anime.
I mean, so what makes you think this?
Did you watch Little Witch Academia? That's basically Harry Potter.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's Harry Potter with little girls. So that's all it is.
I mean, it's got the vibe down, but it's not exactly Harry Potter. It's more cutesy than Harry Potter, obviously. Obviously.
So have we all watched Harry Potter?
Should be animes, and they're not.
We've all watched Harry Potter. I haven't watched all of them.
What do you mean you haven't watched all of them?
I got up to Goblet of Fire.
What the fuck?
Okay, so
I've seen half of it.
Okay, so I've watched up to Goblet of Fire, and then I skipped to the last movie.
What the fuck? How do you even have your citizenship in the UK still, dude? What the hell?
No, I was never that obsessed with Harry Potter. I swear, I've met more Americans that are like really into Harry Potter than I have Brits.
Generation.
Yeah.
I like, you know how in Avatar it's like, oh, what element are you? Yeah. Harry Potter, what house are you? Like, I like things like that, you know? I like to compartmentalize my friends into categories in my brain.
So we are just the British guys then, I guess.
Element?
Yeah, in Avatar, like, what element
Fuck,
are you?
I don't know. In Harry Potter, I'm a Slytherin.
Oh, in Harry Potter, I'm a Hufflepuff.
Everyone's a Hufflepuff. Everyone's.
How do you know what house you are?
There's an official quiz you can do.
Oh, is there? Yeah. Oh, I haven't done that. Like, how's everyone done like this a personality quiz?
Because everyone knows at least one over fucking enthusiastic Harry Potter fan.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, guys. What MBTI type are you? I'll get into astrology next if you want, but what MBTI type are you? Do you know?
I don't know the code, but I know the name.
What is
it? Was executive assertive or something? I don't know.
Malin, what am I? Because you made me do that test.
I'm an
Connor's an ESTP. Hold on.
ESTP.
I'm something with an I. I remember.
E in there.
Yeah.
E I P T. I guess I don't know.
PTSD.
PTSD.
I'm ESTP.
HTML.
What is ESTP?
It's just.
I never even heard of that one. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, ESTP. It's the one with 16, right?
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. I don't fucking know, man.
ESPN.
ENTJ.
Who's that?
Who's that?
Which
one was that?
ENTJ. Dude, you want to explain what this is? Because I think a lot of our audience might not know what.
Oh, I don't know shit. I just like asking this.
It's like,
do you know yours?
INFP.
INFP. Is that like the artsy one?
Yeah.
I think so. Because there's one where like, it was a woman with like butterflies.
That's
and I'm like, oh.
That like, might be my one as well. That sounds INFP? Familiar. Yeah.
Maybe.
I had an I in mine.
Mine was a woman who looked stern. With like a So I don't know what that says about me.
That's funny.
You're stern.
I guess.
Do you want to explain what this is? Because I'm sure a lot of our audience are lost right now. It's so, just like, they're just saying letters. They're just saying letters right now.
It's just a fun personality test. It's not anything serious. Yeah. It's just fun to talk about.
I think Ashton's all to do it though.
It's like, it's like 16 questions, is it?
No.
16 personalities.
Yeah. 16 personalities. It's like astrology, but for psychology, I think.
Yeah,
right.
Pretty much.
So psychology. Astrology for psychology.
I think it's a fun like, conversation starter sometimes. Yeah. Like, oh, you're this and
it's a very rough way of kind of saying, I'm kind of like this. Yeah. This is where I would say I focus, put my personality into.
Yeah, I mean, it makes more sense than astrology, at least, you know, because it has like, I guess, logical steps to categorize you, but it doesn't always mean it's like 100% accurate.
Well, I mean, there's more than 16 personalities out there. I'm sure. So, that's it. That's the cap. It's really nice and neat. We love it that it's 16. It just doesn't make sense, really.
I never... Do you believe in like the astrology stuff?
No.
No.
But it's funny.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It is. I think it's more fun than
some
anything.
Some of my friends are very into it. I'm like, oh, you're a Scorpio? Yeah, you're Scorpio with a Scorpio rising and your moon is Taurus. That means like at this day, they're like super into it.
I feel like it's just an excuse for like women to be racist sometimes.
Oh, okay, that was like, beat jump.
So like, I will not associate with a Scorpio. I would be dead.
It's like the highest form of classism.
It is. Think about it. Whenever anyone actually like talks about it, and like, I cannot be near a Scorpio. You're like, what's wrong with you?
What are you?
I'm a Leo.
Oh, yeah, I could tell. Okay.
See what I mean? It's so you can judge me.
Is your Leo energy coming from you right now?
I can't believe it.
How? It's just like everyone born in July is just this fucking weirdo who's like, has fucking rulers and
he's
the psychotic.
Really angry like a real wood.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Sorry.
He does get very angry.
Well, do you know what you are?
Yeah, I'm a Gemini.
Gemini.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
Can you glean any information from that?
You are definitely, you're a Cancer.
I'm a Libra.
That's a clip.
Did I just hear that?
We're still talking about star signs,
right? Yeah, we're still talking about star signs,
right? So you are Cancer.
If you'd have watched Arcane.
You should watch Arcane, yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
I think he gets that a lot, wow.
Yeah, I do.
He's traumatized.
I am.
Yeah, because like for about like 10 weeks straight, we just could not stop bringing up Arcane after it like,
it's
launched.
Amazing.
Because it's so good,
you
right?
You guys have watched it.
Yeah, exactly. And also we're like league players, kind of.
Oh, you play league. Oh, what rank are you guys?
When I used to play, I was Diamond 4.
No, like now. No,
I haven't played in like 2 years.
Oh, yeah. 2 years.
I haven't played in like...
What are you, Bronze? Sorry, wood now. No, iron.
Silver now. I feel really bad sometimes when people watch Arcane and they're like, oh, wow, I want to try League of Legends.
Yeah.
And they go into game and it's nothing like Arcane.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like everything about Arcane wants to get me to play League again. And like I play one game and I'm reminded like why I stopped playing League.
I mean, the only thing that's like accurate between the game and the show is that like there's racism between like the characters and stuff.
The characters, so yeah.
That's pretty accurate.
It's a fantastic, you don't even need to know about League to enjoy the
but,
show.
You know, we played League on the EU server, and the EU server is, that's just awful.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a single good server?
No, but like Europe, because it's, obviously you shove all the European countries on the one.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, you know, everyone just bullies French people immediately. And,
yeah.
What does it stand for?
Gamer subs.
Gamer subs?
Gamer subs. Yes.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I like the... Big titty anime girls.
Giving them a free shout out.
Yeah,
so actually, we kind of jumped ahead because we jumped into it. Normally what happens when we have a guest on is we have the guests introduce themselves and what they do.
Just in case, we were supposed to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Just in case our audience doesn't know
But you are immediately like, what's your star sign? Yeah.
Watch Arcane, Joey.
Yeah, watch Arcane.
You are cancer.
You are cancer.
So, what do you do?
Let people know.
Yeah, hi, I'm Lily Pichu. Can I just cut that?
Leave that in.
Hi, I'm Lily Pichu. I'm on YouTube. I stream sometimes. I voice act. I make music. I like anime.
So how would you categorize yourself as a content creator now? Are you just like a bit of everything now?
Yeah, I like to dabble in a little bit of everything, but not excel in like one thing, you know?
I feel that.
You managed to stay online and I guess always get more and more popular and relevant as you go.
Yeah. I think it's a...
Well, I mean, generally,
I'm in a bit of a dip right now, but you know.
You're doing well. Yeah. You've been around for so long.
Like, you've been on the internet and you've been in like the content creation space for like so fucking long.
Wait, when did you start? What year was it?
Literally, over 10 years ago. Like, I was like 19 or something. Yeah. Well, I started voicing cartoons. Or
anime, you did anime fan dubs, right?
Yeah, me too.
I think a lot of people start with fan dubs. Early YouTube fan dub days were like interesting.
Yeah, because were you part of like the VAA crowds back in the day when everyone was like fan dubbing?
Everyone wanted to be voice act. Yeah. I really did want to voice act though, so I never gave up on that dream.
Yeah.
And thankfully got some roles.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, Genshin Impact. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's how I started.
Sick.
such a long journey. And how did you like transition from just doing anime stuff and then you started like streaming and then you got into offline TV? Yeah. How did like that happen?
Oh my gosh, like how did it happen? Like I just started making videos, people liked them, and I started making, and then you know, once you get more clout and viewers, you can connect with other people in the industry easier. Offline TV was like, you know, Skara.
Of course,
yes, wanted
me in it, and he's like, "No, there's no way we can get it." It was really cute, and he was like, he was all tsundere and shy and shit. And I'm like, I love Skara. He invited me, so I went on, and I think honestly, a lot of why my career has not died yet is because like the connections.
Yeah,
because it's really hard for one person to do everything by themselves.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
like either way. You know, popularity fades.
Yeah. Right.
Like looks fade, your whatever made you popular fade. Like things, new trends come. If you can't stay on top of it, you're going to fall behind.
Yeah.
So like definitely being on offline TV and like connecting with other people, collabing helps a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I would like to, like for example, remember when the pandemic started, remember the whole Among Us craze?
Yeah, of course.
That shit like made so many people's careers.
Oh, yeah. I remember like Corpse Husband especially. Like Corpse Husband went from like I have never heard of this person before.
He's like a superstar now.
To like K-pop levels of popularity.
He went from reading creepypastas to like selling multi-platinum. Like,
How the fuck
do you do that?
And Michael like likes to listen to creepypasta before he goes to sleep. He used to listen to Corpse Husband.
No way.
And now Corpse is like
a star.
That's the superstar right now, especially in the content creation space.
It's like you never know who's going to pop off or who's going to like fall off. Like it's very volatile, scary.
I mean, it is, but I guess that's just part of like the career that we've chosen, right? Mm-hmm. It's scary. You wake up and you don't know if you're going to have a career next year. Like, well, 1 year is like such a long fucking time in YouTube space, which is why I find it impressive when anyone can be around for like as long as you, for example.
I'm like a dinosaur.
I've been around for a while. I feel that, okay.
When did you start?
2007.
Wow. Well, yeah, you're a dinosaur.
Yeah, I am. I am.
Well, if you ever like watched anime back in the day, you just like recognize his voice because you were like,
what were you again? Like the fourth ever Anitube?
I was like the fourth Anitube, I think. Yeah.
YouTube should give you like a little, you know, those like plaques when you get 100K? Yeah. That's like Anituber.
No, they should not. No, don't give them my
idea. We don't need that.
He didn't even get his silver play button.
No, I didn't, because I got it. I got the 100K, I think, before they started sending off silver play buttons. Yeah. So I just never got them.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I do think anyone who's been on the space for like that long, it's, you've got to be doing something, right? Like, you know, luck can only take you so far. So
So when I started doing YouTube, it was because I was getting annoyed with voice acting. I was like, I don't want to fucking keep fan dubbing other people's stuff.
Right.
I don't know if you were the same kind of thing.
Like, we've all reached that point.
Yeah. Because you're like, I'm just tired of everyone taking their time. Thing. Yeah, everyone's like, they've taken so long. You audition for something, they're like, you got the part, and then they're like, they never do anything. Well, they make you record stuff, and you don't do it. Was that like a similar thing for you, where you were just like, I'm tired of waiting on everything?
Projects. Yeah. Eventually you get tired, and you want to like do your own thing.
Yeah. That's the same for me.
Yeah. So you talked about offline TV before and how that started. So were you there right at the beginning?
Near the beginning. Yes.
Are you allowed to talk about what, like how that formed at all?
Well, back then it was like Chris, who's no longer with us, Skara, Pokey, Basuna, who's no longer with us, Poke, I think. They just wanted to make like a content creator group.
Yeah. Right.
And it was like they invited me to live with them.
Right.
I thought it was like really weird at first. At that time, I'd just broken up with my boyfriend, and I was in like a really bad place, and I lived with us. So I lived with them, and they're like, all right, wake up at 5 a.m., we're going boxing, and we're going to make it into a video. And I'm like, what? it started out as like a group of friends who just wanted to make cool videos.
Yeah.
And then eventually that like expanded to what it is now. I think even today we have trouble like separating the friends from the business, because if you start off as friends, but you want to make it a business, like a full-time organization, you're going to hurt some feelings.
Right.
Yeah. It's impossible.
Mm. Yeah. I think that's why we feel lucky that it's just the three of us. Because I feel like when it gets to like a large group, it's always hard to manage everyone equally, right?
You're not going to make everyone happy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. How is it living in a house with like, I guess, your best friends making content together? Does that make it like harder to separate friendship?
Oh yeah,
for business.
It was always intertwined. We could not separate it, but it was fun because we would pop into each other's streams whenever we wanted. It was easy to like collaborate. It was like, it was nice.
Yeah.
But I imagine always having to be like on is probably tiring.
Sometimes, but it's also like, you know, we liked each other, so it was that.
Yeah. Was it easy to like hang out as just like a group of friends without feeling pressure to like say make content about it or make something out of it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, that's
good. I did get closer to a lot of people.
This episode is sponsored by PayPal Honey,
the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer.
Gentlemen, we're a bunch of Zoomers, right?
Yeah, right.
At least we like to think we are. And we all shop online. But doesn't it suck when you're at checkout and that promo code field is just taunting you? Thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best ones it finds to your cart.
So good. Woo!
Imagine you're shopping at one of your favorite websites. When you're at the checkout, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons that works for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch as the prices drop. So guys, we've been in America for about 2-3 weeks now. What has Honey saved you money on?
Well, when I came here, I was missing a lot of stuff to do my stream setup. And I saved a bunch of stuff on different wires, cables, everything I needed thanks to Honey.
If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight out missing out on savings. Yeah. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a favor and supporting us too. So what are you waiting for? Go to
joinhoney.com/trashtaste.
That's
joinhoney.com/trashtaste.
Back to the episode.
I did hentai voice acting with you, right?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
That was fun.
I think you've done a few things.
I feel like that's the only thing I really did.
Wait, hold on. Do you want to explain that?
So I did this video series where I used to take like notoriously famous like bad clips. And yeah. I was like, let's see if like we just fix only the voice acting. Will it like prove that that's the problem?
Oh, is that the one I did with you as well?
I think you've done it. Yeah, you did it as well. Because a lot of the time people have this notion about like shows that are bad voice acting. And it's like, it's definitely the voice acting. And it's like, well, all right, well, let's get good voice actors to do the exact same script with the same music and all that. And prove that 99% of the times it's like everything else. And then of course, if you throw actors into a bad script or terrible animation, it's not the actor's fault. So I wanted to do that, and so I got Lily to fix some hentai clips, and
that was fun.
I
like that. He was like, you want to voice some hentai? I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go. That sounds fun as fuck.
Back when Connor did voice acting content, right?
Voice acting's fun.
Trying to like think of how you can kind of expand it and kind of make it into more content. I feel like at least right now I'm like, there's nothing that I can think of that's like a great idea.
I agree with that.
I definitely got as much out of it as I think I can for now. I don't know. We'll see.
Also, that fixing voice acting series, I could tell you spent a lot of time.
I think the biggest thing is just scheduling that many people in that many time zones.
Yeah.
I remember when I like used to do a bridge series, like it was fun up until I had to like fucking schedule recording sessions with everyone, which is just like the biggest pain in the ass.
Yeah.
And I mean, I would do all the voices if I really felt comfortable, but I'm like, I'm British, and a lot of the times, I don't want to do an American voice.
Can you do an American voice?
On command, I don't want to.
Okay, like
I've done American for movies and stuff as well, though.
Okay, we're gonna do a scene, okay?
No.
Set up the scene.
All right.
Hi, welcome to Starbucks. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Can I get an Americano, please?
Fuck. Americano, is that all you're going to get?
Yeah.
Do you have a point system?
Fuck, no, fuck. I have crippling anxiety. Oh, hi there, my name is Markiplier. You just give me a coffee.
I kind of realized you just did a Markiplier.
I can do an American accent.
Whenever anyone is like, do an American voice on stream or some shit, because if you give me the line and you give me like my time to go and read it and make sure it sounds American, it's totally fine. But on the spot, I'm just like, oh, hey guys, it's Markiplier here. Like that. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, because you just have that like familiar like sound and voice, right? Because like I'm the same when I try and do an American accent, I just turn into like a fucking SoCal surfer dude.
Well, so when you have a British accent, right, your tongue is kind of like curled up like this.
Yeah, everyone knows.
Yeah, so if you want to do it, if you want to be American, same with Australian, you just flatten your tongue and push it back.
Yeah,
but when I do that, I naturally sound like Markiplier. Or like some budget.
I think it's
off.
Like the same like subwoofers in your voice. That just
you're in the same like sub range.
Yeah.
But do you want to make more voice acting content? Is that where you feel like your passion is?
Yeah, I would love more roles, but sometimes you have weeks where you audition and you get nothing.
Bro, the auditioning is the hardest part.
It's like soul crushing.
So how many auditions do you like record in a week? And then how hard do you look?
As you think, because I'm not with like an agency. I freelance for an agency, and sometimes I get auditions from like Bang Zoom or whatever.
I just don't
get a lot. When I do get a role, it's like Christmas. It's like, oh my God, I'm going to be happy for the next year.
Right. Oh my.
Because it's so rare, you know? Yeah. I wish I could get more, but I know it's competitive. A lot of people want to do it. It's really hard even getting the auditions.
Yeah, auditions take a long time. And for the, as well, I mean, obviously, at least I'm sure you're the same. For me, I don't give a shit about like the money part of it.
Of course. Right. Voice actors usually do this because they want to do it.
Yeah.
Because anime dubs don't pay.
It's the bragging right to say I'm in that
show.
Because
anime pays, I think, the least of any type of voice acting.
No one does anime voice acting for money.
I mean, that's just been true since the beginning of the anime industry. It's been known that if you want to get into the voice acting field for anime, it's a hobby job. It's like a passion job, you know, because you're not going to be able to sustain yourself.
Big books and like, you know, commercials.
Yeah.
I think
original animation, that's the dream.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Imagine them animating stuff to your voice instead of you trying to fit your lip flops and then reading like, oh, the stub is better.
Do you know The Legends of the Galactic Heroes? Do you know that anime?
Yes, I know that anime.
So I did a voice for one of the episodes recently.
Uh-huh.
And Oh my God, the lip flaps in that show were intense.
Yeah.
I did another show before that, and the guy most of the time was just talking to himself in his head, and I was like, this is fucking easy.
Yeah. Fucking great.
And so I didn't have to match anything, but Legends of Galactic Heroes is like famous for being a very like political talking anime. I didn't even have that many lines, but I was struggling so hard because they were like so precise lip flaps, and I was like, why would they do this? Because in Japanese, they don't even fucking match them.
Yeah, I think that's the ironic thing, right?
Yeah.
The dubbing process, they care more about the lip flaps than the Japanese version.
Yeah. The Japanese are like, oh,
it's like you have 3 seconds to say the line.
It's so bizarre how like Japanese just don't even give a fuck about trying to match them. Like,
yeah,
it's like what? I don't know. In English, it's such a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. If you look closely, there's like a bunch of scenes where like the voice acting starts before or after.
Oh yeah, it's really bad.
No one cares.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Wow. Yeah.
But that's not your star role though, because you voiced the monkey as well, right?
I did. The corpse thing. Did he give you that role as well? What? Corpse was like messaged me one day and he was like,
oh,
hey,
is that the anime where Sekuno Ray?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
CFTI that, Corpse?
It's like the Danganronpa from the same makers of Danganronpa.
I saw all my friends' part. I didn't know you were the monkey.
So yeah, one of the parts was
I was a monkey.
That's his star sign. Okay.
So why are you looking at me like that when you're saying it? So yeah, Corpse was like, you want to be a monkey? And I was like,
that's sick.
That's fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
So I went on call and they were like, do you have much voice acting experience? I was like, yeah. And they were like, well, don't worry about it because it doesn't matter anyway. You're going to be a monkey.
could you demonstrate like what you did?
Yeah. So they were like, could you give me a running monkey sound? They're like, and I was like, what the fuck? How do you not laugh? That was the problem. They were like, could you do another one without laughing? Because like, they would be like, we want 5 seconds of uninterrupted monkey running.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
but you nailed it. You nailed it perfectly. Yeah.
One take wonder, baby.
Like fucking say, born for this role.
Yeah.
Every like his career.
That was
his
it.
Career peaked there.
All this training.
Monkey voice actor. Let me know if you need a monkey guy.
Did you watch it afterwards? And you're like, that's me. I was
like, I'm finally a monkey in a show. God. It's always been like that's a dream.
Cool. Are you the kind of person who is completely okay hearing your own voice? When you voice act?
I think when it's in like an anime or something, I'm very proud. I'm like, oh my God, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. I voiced in Miss Nagatoro. Yeah. And it was like the biggest anime I voiced in, right? Mm. I was so excited to show Michael. I'm like, no, it's really cute and wholesome. I swear, honey.
Yeah.
And then I showed him like an episode.
The first episode?
It was.
She goes hard that first episode.
And she's like, what am I watching? some dominatrix.
Yeah. In like the first episode, she makes like the main character cry.
But my character's Yoshi. She's really cute. All my scenes are cute. Okay. Inside.
There's
so many scenes where it was just like, she's just bullying the shit out of this guy. And they're so mean and they're like,
The first two episodes especially, like she does not hold back at all. She
and there is a worrying amount of people who are really into it.
I thought it was like a slice of life, like comfy, wholesome from the vibe I got. And then I watched it. I'm like, oh, I mean, it does get wholesome.
It does get wholesome.
Trying to show.
It's that initial hump of just like, it's pure, like, here's like a dummy mommy step on me energy.
Yeah.
And then it gets wholesome afterwards, which it's just.
I didn't know there could be a show that teeters on slice of life and psychological horror. Because for some people, a person like that is an absolute fucking nightmare.
Right? I've seen it.
In real life, that wouldn't.
That wouldn't offline.
She would be scary. Like that It's just a wholesome story about these four girls.
I only saw like porn of it though. Like people were just always posting.
Oh, it's because the original creator is a doujin.
Right.
Yes. I heard that he was a hentai.
But Twitter
Twitter had a field day.
Everyone's profile pictures were the main. That's how
so
I know.
You only watch porn of it, huh?
No. I didn't seek it out. It was on Twitter. I mean, I follow Joey, so you know. I mean,
so it was just on your feed.
It was just on my feed. Yeah, I would not.
I mean, that's just like all feeds now at this point, especially if you follow Joey as well. But
sometimes some people in my following, like followers list, they retweet literally hentai.
That's pretty
Yeah.
I don't retweet any of it.
Nothing.
I just like it.
Okay, it's okay,
and so it just appears on other people's.
The
feeds.
Problem is, okay, there's some artists that I really, really like, but they also support other artists, and like it's gone so extreme now that I've completely forgotten how weird it is to be scrolling in public on your Twitter timeline and fucking hentai appears.
I'm so scared of. I'm browsing, but oh, big melons just like right there. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I tell you what, because like living in Japan, everyone just like keeps themselves. No, so one, it's totally normal. Like when I went back to England on like a tube and like there was just like on the metro and like you see a lot of people around you, you feel so fucking awkward. And it reminded me in England how awkward this is and how not normal this should be. Yeah. But because living in Japan, it's just like, to me, it's just become normal now just to have like full on anime titties on my timeline.
Maybe you should just normalize it. Be proud of who you are.
I mean, I mean, one day we'll normalize anime titties. One day.
I'm going to Japan next month. I'm very excited about that.
Oh, yeah. How would you?
Wait, are you able to get in?
On what visa?
Yes. OTV trip.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, so nice. It's a business trip. Awesome.
Yeah, it's a business trip.
Hell yeah. We're going to hang out in Japan, man. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's good. That sounds good. Yeah.
when are you guys going? What happens?
We are going. When does this come out?
I'm not sure, actually.
Not sure.
Probably by the time AX comes out.
Early July.
Probably. Yeah, yeah. Early July, I reckon.
Sometime in July.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Are you guys going to AX?
Yeah. Hell yeah, yeah. Wow, I mean, of course we are. We're anime content creators, right? We're an anime podcast, right?
What are you going to do? Like, I feel like every year at AX it gets more crowded. I can't get in anywhere. There's just lines everywhere. People everywhere.
We're doing the 21 Plus Lounge.
Yeah, we got the 21 Plus Lounge this year.
What is that? What do you? How do you get in? That sounds fun.
Oh, you can't because the tickets are all sold.
We'll get you in.
Don't worry. Yeah.
But like, what do you do there? Like, what do
drink?
You...
It's just a party. It's just an after party.
And then we have like a bunch of like musical acts on stage.
Oh, that sounds cute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be good.
Like, yeah. How's the AX experience for you? Because you like,
it's crowded and hot.
Because like you've gone to AX for like so many years now, right? And it's like, I remember, I feel like when AX was manageable, when was the last time AX was manageable?
I
like
15 years ago.
Yeah.
It's always been crowded and hot and I only go to meet people because that's where all the weeb friends gather and when you can say hi to everyone.
That's where we go.
Yeah.
Exactly. But like, and aside from that, it's just a glorified meetup for me, pretty much.
No, that's the same for us as well.
Right? I can't go to any panels. I can't, like, get into anything. The lines are long everywhere. You do see some really cool cosplays.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I do enjoy seeing the effort people put into AX cosplays.
Yeah.
Are you guys cosplaying?
No.
You guys should be, like, the Powerpuff Girls.
which ones would we be?
Ooh, okay, Bubbles.
What?
Blossom Buttercup.
I want to be Buttercup, though.
Not a
bunch. What? No. So I'm a Cancer and I'm a Bubbles. Wow.
Maybe if you watch Arcane.
Maybe if I watch Arcane, I'll finally be a Libra Buttercup.
I don't know you guys too well from my expression. Mm-hmm. You give off like the most like comfy, like wholesome vibes. You give I'll off the most like strict, like teacher vibes. And you're like a balance.
Why strict teacher?
I don't know. You just give off like a very like, not an authority. How do you pronounce it?
Authoritative.
No, not too much of that, but just like a very like, you're very responsible, like that kind of vibe.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Is he?
Wow. I don't know. That's the vibe I'm getting, just from like talking to you
guys. I think you're being blinded by something.
I am responsible.
It's okay. There's not that being like Hufflepuff. Like you're like the comfy, the friendly.
I'm okay with being a Hufflepuff. I'm not okay with being Bubbles.
Last time I saw you, you called me a child.
I don't remember
In what context?
What context was this?
We were at the, do you remember the Anime Awards?
The Crunchy Awards?
Yeah. We were there, the last
child?
One.
Why did I call you a child? You must have done something childlike.
No. I think it was...
He was probably a child.
You're correct, by the way. He is a child.
I can't remember what happened, but you were like, Connor... I'm not young, I'm old, or something you said to me. And then you were like, you're a child, Connor. And I was like, I couldn't remember why this happened.
I see.
But I think maybe it was because I stole we got the awards, right? You know, we got when we opened them in like that case, I like ran and like took them. And then I think,
what?
Like, yeah, so I took it home.
Oh.
Were you allowed to?
Yeah.
You're a thief.
Yeah, but so, you know, like when they pulled out the winner.
Yeah,
The like kind of sake barrel.
Yeah. Oh my god, I remember.
Oh, you mean like the Demon Slayer one? You mean the last one?
Yeah. I just took one. Like it's cool.
Control people are like, it is.
Well, they haven't had like a show since. Maybe I'm the reason I broke their like financial constraints. Like me stealing this one thing just bankrupted them.
Wow, that was like 3 years ago.
Yeah, that was a really strange.
That was strange. That was a
Yeah, because I didn't go to that Crunchyroll Awards.
What you went to the one before.
Yeah, I went to the one before that.
You were the one before, I think, as well.
The one where we like went on stage or something like that.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
2008.
We presented an award together. I can't remember what award it was.
Slice of Life?
I think I presented comedy, right?
It might be one of those.
Oh my God, that was... Oh my God, yeah, I did. I know you knew you back then. Wow.
Yeah.
Listen, as the years, they start blending together and I forget like... I've known of you guys for a very long time.
It's because we like never really like interact. Yes, we kind of like our own.
The first real time was the Crunchyroll and the hentai thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was nice. And then the award and
the awards in your podcast. Yeah,
I think it's the first time for us. I think
with how creators are, we're all aware of each other, but because we're in like completely different circles. I mean, we're like halfway across the world.
Yeah.
Or like. Yeah, we're halfway across the world.
We're mutuals on Twitter. Yeah, like, that's basically like acquaintances.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? It's like a giant school where I'm choosing to sit at your guys' table today, but I'm going to go back to my table.
Right. Yeah, yeah. The one time I will grace you with my presence.
No, it's like that.
Yeah.
So are you excited for your trip to Japan?
I am super excited. Well, last time I went, I just remember it being, we went in November. Mm-hmm. So the weather
That's a
was
good
like,
time. That's a really good time.
Really good
That's
time.
Like one of the best times. Yeah. You're going in July this time, unfortunately, which is like.
I am.
Yeah, good luck with that, dude.
People underestimate it so much. They're like, how bad can it be?
No, it's bad.
It's horrible.
I've been to Korea during the summer. And it's also
I love how there's like so many, like especially Southeast Asians, who are like, nah, we know what hot is. Yeah. And then they go to Japan, they're like, I'm sorry, we don't know what hot is.
Wait, no. Is Japan somewhere like...
It's the worst. Worse than Southeast Asia.
It makes Southeast Asians
Because the thing for me is that a lot of Southeast Asian infrastructure is built around the fact that it's going to be very, very hot and humid.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Japan, less so, but also I think the humidity in Japan is also worse than some of the times in Southeast Asia.
Your hair is fucked immediately.
Yeah.
Really?
It's like 90% humidity.
Okay, I will... Just comfort myself with the food at least.
Yeah.
Japanese, I love the food there.
All the cabs have AC.
That's great.
All the trains have AC.
All the trains.
It depends. When it's super, super rammed, the AC doesn't do anything.
Oh, yeah, of course. But
I heard that one thing I liked about Japan was it felt walkable.
Whereas
especially compared to here.
Bro, I feel like I'm committing a crime when I cross the road here. It feels like I'm not supposed to do it.
Yeah, a lot of the cities here are built around cars, you know? There's not enough public transportation.
Yeah, like I just want to like pop outside, go get some quick food. And here
you can't do that. It's
an effort. You have to like make like a mental commitment to go out and like waste like 15, 20 minutes at least, you know, that's at least. But in Japan, you could just
pop out to the convenience store.
Exactly. It's so good.
And the convenience store is amazing.
I
can live off of their convenience stores.
Wait, how many times have you been to Japan? No?
Twice. Once was with Pokey. It was 5 years ago. It was for a sponsor. Right. But it was really fun. Mm. Second time was with some friends November 3 or something.
Mm. Did you ever leave Tokyo?
Yeah, we went to sorry, I don't know what it's called anymore.
Osaka? Kyoto?
Never mind, we didn't leave Tokyo, I guess.
Maybe.
Maybe you went to different parts of Tokyo.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Did you take a train that was longer than an hour?
No.
Okay.
You definitely were in Tokyo.
You definitely didn't leave Tokyo.
What's that place that starts with an A?
Asakusa?
No.
Akihabara?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's still definitely within Tokyo. Yeah,
that's definitely Tokyo. Yeah. That's like central.
Harajuku?
Shinjuku?
Shinjuku. Yeah. Oh my God, the shopping was so good.
Yeah.
Shibuya?
Shibuya, that's
true. Yeah.
It was so nice. It was just so nice.
Yeah.
Everything tasted good. Everything was pretty. Anime. Maid girls on the corner selling you to the cafes. Every type of maid cafe.
I hate
Gundam.
This.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It was a cultural shift, I guess. I could never see that in America.
Did you go to a maid cafe?
I didn't. Oh, my friends did, but I did not.
Right.
But they all got pictures with maids. Michael got a picture with a maid and she wrote her name Michael with three L's.
Michael.
And then she had cat ears and he was just looking happy and I'm this is so... And then they give you the little plates of omurice or whatever. They
write
and they write something
I thought this shit was an anime, but it's real.
Yeah, I forget now because we've been living in Japan for so long that it's just normal now, yeah. Right?
I mean, Akihabara kind of got, wounded by the coronavirus. Like a lot of stuff shut down.
That is so sad.
Sega sold off all the arcades.
So now that's so sad.
So it's not called Sega anymore.
It's not
it's
Sega
called
Arcade.
Gigo,
yeah. That's it.
Gigo. Yeah.
Okay.
But it's in the same font as the Sega logo.
Yeah, it's just really, the same thing. It's like in an anime, you know how they have like WuckDonald's?
Yeah.
Like, imagine, like happening like real life. It's like, okay.
It's like an alternate reality. Yeah. You step into,
but the you know the arcades are really cool. But they're slowly just getting rid of all the games and putting in claw machines.
Oh no!
Yeah. I think arcade culture is like slowly dying in Japan.
That's so sad because I still love like you know round one.
Mm. Yeah.
I love round one. I love arcade games.
Round one's so good here.
It's actually like, pretty good here. I like
there's a round one here.
They're really good.
I think
round one is an American company, is it not?
I thought it was Japanese.
I'm not sure.
Yeah,
it was one or the other.
I actually don't know.
The one in Ikebukuro is really good.
Oh, the one in Ikebukuro is good. The one on Sunshine Road, right? Yeah.
They have a Daiso here in LA as well, don't they?
Oh, lots of Daiso.
That was so random to see. I didn't know Daiso was here in LA.
But it wasn't a dollar, right?
Huh?
It wasn't a dollar?
I don't know. I didn't go in.
$1.75, $2. It's all interchangeable.
It's so weird. It's like going to Japan and seeing a dollar store there. You know, I'm just like, what?
Dollar Tree?
Yeah, like a Dollar Tree there. It's
I
so random
Daiso's
to see.
Daiso's better though.
Yeah, because in Australia we have Daiso as well, but everything's $2.50.
Oh.
So I'm like, it's not quite the same. You can't call it a dollar store.
Yeah, it's not really cheap, nice stuff. I really like Daiso. It's nice. Yeah.
I mean, Daiso I rep more than Dollar Tree. I will say it's Daiso is a place you go to discover like gadgets that you didn't know you needed until you see it.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's genius. And then you kind of just never really use it. Anyway.
They're like, here's a mop for your face. And it looks like a normal mop.
No, I bought that thing where like you can put like a boiled egg inside of it and then it shuts and it perfectly cuts into like perfect shape for your salad.
Good, though.
Used it once and I was like, let's go! And then I never used it again. It's just been in the back of my cabinet the entire
time. I bought like the glove that's like a washing up glove. So you could put like washing up liquid on it and you just like basically just
I also bought the slippers that look like a mop.
Those are something I bought as well and then I never used them because they were useless in the end. They were useless.
They were just spreading out the shit. They weren't actually like collecting anything at all.
Because if you're walking on the clean places with the mop,
it doesn't work the exact same way.
It doesn't work like a mop. No. It's not like you have a Roomba
very
and you're like
specific things.
Yeah, it's things though that you look at and you're like,
that's
I don't
cute.
Need that.
Yeah,
and then you buy it and you're like, all right, I'll use it once.
Yeah, because it's like all the gadgets you see on like the infomercials or something, but like all in just like one place.
Yeah,
you know. Well, that's the best way I can describe Daiso. It's a one big infomercial fucking gadget place, right?
Yeah, true.
But of course, everything is cheap as well.
Yeah, whenever I need something like really quickly, like Tupperware or fucking whatever, paper clips, whatever it is, it's just like, yeah, I know Daiso will have it.
But do they sell Gamer Shop water bottles?
No, bro. We do in the link in the description.
Yeah.
What's your code?
Trash Taste.
Trash Taste,
I think.
That's our code, right, Maylin?
What? 5% off? 10% off? What is it?
A specific percent off.
Okay.
Why are you calling me out, dude?
I don't know, just curious.
I'm calling your show.
Check out the description. So it's like sponsors wanting like the...
Oh my God. Thank you for doing our ad reach for us.
I actually think the water tastes better. Like, I feel like, I feel more rejuvenated.
Oh my God.
So you talked about Japanese food being really good, but I think like the LA food culture is also like really good, right?
Yeah.
I think one of the best parts about living in LA is like you want like Indian food, you can get really good Indian food. You want Japanese food, you want like Chinese food. Like it's so diverse. And
someone
who specializes in like each cuisine.
What's the British food though?
What, beans on toast?
What's fish and chips?
I want you to bring up British food with Michael. Really? He will shit on it so hard. Okay. I'm so sorry. He just hates British food.
I'll go to him and I'll be like really serious about it. And I'll be like, listen,
please.
It's my favorite.
But have you
has he had a Tesco meal deal? Then you haven't had proper British food.
I would pay for you to mention British food to Michael.
Okay, I'll do it.
Did you know how many times he's made fun of your jellied eels?
That's like, not a thing.
Yeah, but that's like, that's low hanging fruit.
Yeah.
That is low hanging. He says that you guys like colonized India with spices, but the best thing you could think of his beans on toes, like he just shits on it constantly. I'm like, have you ever been to Britain? He's like, no.
Have you?
No.
Why not?
I've been to the only place in Europe I've been to is Germany. That's it.
Gamescom?
Huh?
For like Gamescom or something?
No. It's just like some sponsored thing. I don't remember. I did not like that still water. I had to pay for it. And they kept asking sparkling water just tastes like spicy water to me. I don't like it.
Yeah. You have to specify like tap water.
Tap water.
Yeah.
No, I kept paying like €3 for still water. Oh my God. Jesus. I think I did last day. I just stayed in my hotel and ordered room service.
Oh no. UK is fun.
I do want to visit UK. I think it's like one of the places I want to visit eventually.
Yeah.
Do you think I could get away with an accent? Please try.
It depends how good your accent is.
Yeah, go on. Give it a shot.
Okay. Wait, you keep talking about something though.
Hi. So you like beans and toast?
Yeah.
Oh, I love beans and toast.
You sound like you got rejected for a Crown audition.
Say, oh.
What is this? I'm reading for the part of Queen Elizabeth.
Yes, I love beans on toast.
People actually eat beans on toast.
Yes.
Yeah, people do eat beans on toast.
Literally, like, my growing up, obviously, because it's really easy to make. You just
Fucking breakfast food at the hotels, it's just nothing but beans on toast.
Yeah.
Wow. Like sausages and beans on toast. That's
my mum used to make beans on toast all the time.
Do you have beans on toast by itself?
So, sometimes you would have that, but it normally always came with cheese on top.
Yeah.
So my mum would always make it, like, maybe, like, once a week. It would always be, like, beans, toast, cheese, and then a fried egg on top, and then you put brown sauce.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And that's fucking good. Yeah. Like, I love that.
Normally, I have beans on toast with like a full English breakfast.
Yeah, you get the full English stuff.
Yes, and then you have tomatoes and
tomatoes.
And the hash browns. And liverwurst.
Liverwurst?
Do you like black pudding?
Black pudding? What is that?
That's coagulated blood, I think, right?
It's blood sausage.
Congealed blood.
That's not pudding in my head. That's just...
It doesn't taste like dessert.
It's also called blood sausage, right?
Blood sausage. Oh, interesting. Well, my parents bought me McDonald's breakfast. Honestly, I
fuck with McDonald's breakfast.
I love McDonald's breakfast.
It's so fucking
Their
good.
Their pancakes are perfect.
Oh. I don't rate the pancakes.
Okay. I thought we were getting the sausage McMuffin. I thought we were bonding over something, and you had to mention pancakes.
The pancakes are perfectly circular. It's perfect.
No, I am like against eating pancakes for breakfast.
Thank you.
I don't think it's a breakfast food.
It's not. It's cake.
Yeah, it is. It's cake.
It's like Americans have tricked each other into eating dessert for breakfast.
Do you like McGriddles?
Yeah, I like McGriddles.
Oh, McGriddles are so good. It's like a pancake that is bun. Like chicken McGriddle?
I just feel like you have a pancake obsession.
I love pancakes.
Do you like IHOP?
IHOP's ruined pancakes for me.
They are kind of mid, honestly. Yeah.
Well, what would you say is a place that has good pancakes then?
Like pancake specialty restaurants, you could probably Yelp and look it up, like Oscar's Pancake Bar or something like that. Like that would be good.
So you have it for breakfast or just like anytime?
I'm an adult. I can eat it anytime I want. But I think like, I really like the standard like, a bowl of rice, some soup, maybe like some grilled fish or meat, egg, kimchi. I don't know. That's like a good breakfast to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you had that with pancake. I was like, that's a
lot of carbs.
It is very carb heavy. Like pancakes, waffles, like cereal, it's all sugar and so not good for you. I can't believe we normalized that growing up. Like, I can't believe that was normal.
What? Pancakes
for breakfast.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's weird.
That's what we're trying to say. Yeah. That's what we're trying to say. Yeah.
I like bread. Bread for breakfast is pretty good. For you, very European.
Yeah, but like, it's just pancakes bread? Are a little bit different.
Pancakes are sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The syrup.
Yeah, like
and
savory bread is great. Like just some toast or just
toast,
you know, like
is
a
good.
Baguette,
I like
rip
toast.
It apart, mm. eat some of it. Like,
toast.
I love it.
I just don't even
eat
breakfast.
Oh, God, I'm so hungry now. I'm going to eat with
I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy crap, I'm hungry.
Yeah, luckily I'm not a breakfast person. Like, breakfast is the meal I probably eat the least. Because I don't know, some, like, I feel like a full English or something is fucking great. And an American breakfast is great as well, but it's just like so heavy. Especially like Japanese breakfast. When you go to like a ryokan and you have like a proper Japanese breakfast.
Yeah,
it's like a three course meal in a breakfast. Yeah.
It's too much.
It's too much. Yeah.
But also English breakfasts are too much. I remember like day three of MCN and I was having the breakfast, the hotel breakfast.
Yeah.
And it was like a full plate of like make your own English breakfast. dude, by like 12 p.m., I'm so sick. Because it's so like, it's so oily.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of oil in the morning.
It's a warm-up.
Like,
yeah.
It's like when you've had a really like a long day of drinking, and then the next day you're like,
I get amazing hangover food.
Yeah, it is.
I bet.
It's like, that's why it's a British breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Perfect hangover food, but like you eat it every day and it's just way too heavy.
Oh, it's so, ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like miso soup in the morning, though. That's nice. The best.
Yeah, you can't go wrong
Japanese
with that.
Japanese miso.
Okay, that's it, though. I only need miso soup. I don't need anything else. Mm. Just one miso soup. Just
miso
like
soup, maybe like a small bowl of rice.
Do you know tonjiru? Do you know that? It's miso soup with like pork and like veg and stuff.
No, but that sounds delicious.
Like a pork broth. It's like pork broth.
Yeah. What's your favorite food to eat when you go to Japan?
Sushi.
Okay.
There, I remember too, like when I went with Poki the first time, mm-hmm. we were like this underground subway, whatever. We were hungry. I'm like, oh, there's a sushi place. Let's just go there.
Yeah.
Go there, eat. It's omakase. And I'm like, this is so good. Like, it's just like a random hole in the wall place that we sat down. And it was
right.
So good.
Yeah. No, like sushi is fucking incredible in Japan because of course it is, right? But like, I even think like the cheap conveyor belt
sushi.
Those are my favorite actually because I love like, you know, the omakase set and everything like that. But like, I want to just, sometimes you just want to fucking stuff yourself with like good sushi and like, even though you're just paying like a dollar for like the conveyor belt sushi, it's better than like
it anything. Still slaps, dude.
It's better than most places you can find abroad, honestly.
Yep.
Yeah, sushi roll. Like,
definitely.
Because I remember you guys are telling me about like the horror stories of British sushi.
Oh my
God. I'm sorry, what?
No. It's not British style sushi.
It's sushi made in the UK. A single bean.
No, it is not.
Beans on rice.
Beans on rice. It's the same thing.
Sorry.
Oh, Royal Majesty's spam sushi. Oh, no, that's fucking Hawaii.
That's literally Hawaii.
Black pudding sushi.
Yeah.
Now, what was the, was it Yo Sushi? Is that the-
Oh no, that's fucking
that was the worst one.
It's an abomination.
So for some reason, like British and like sushi shouldn't like.
No, it shouldn't.
But sometimes in America, there's good sushi here too.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just really want like a deep fried California roll topped with like baked salmon and like drizzled with three different.
I feel like that's not even sushi though. Like when it, like I feel like they're both different types of sushi.
Yeah.
But I like both.
Fusion.
Yeah, I like both.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes it's just really good.
I personally don't count that as sushi, but like I won't say no to a California roll.
Yeah,
like,
because you can't get it in like Japan.
You can't get
at
it in
all.
Japan. No,
like,
there's no California rolls in Japan.
No,
bro.
No.
I think you'd be like killed if you were a sushi chef.
You mean they won't put avocado in my roll?
Fuck no! Fuck no! Bro, these dudes train like 15 years to slap rice around. Yeah. Like they're not gonna about to put like avocado on it.
No, but it's delicious. Like cream cheese.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, but like again, I don't count that as sushi.
I know.
It's a good meal, but like, yeah. Actually, I think it's like
an American type.
No, I have seen one place that sells California rolls.
Yeah, because like 99% of sushi places you go to don't even do rolls, you know.
No.
It's like rolls just like don't really exist in Japan.
It's just like cut like maki, I guess.
Yeah.
That's like the closest you're gonna get.
Oh God, I'm so excited to eat food there. I'm so hungry right now. Sushi is like my favorite food of all time.
All right,
that's good.
Going to Japan is like, I'm just gonna eat sushi every single day. Every day.
And you're never gonna get bored of it.
I actually won't.
I thought I would, but I like sushi is the one Japanese meal where I ate sushi before moving to Japan and I ate it more after moving to Japan.
Yeah.
And I just like have not got bored of it at all.
Yeah, man.
Wow. But like, what's like, aside from sushi, is there anything else you like about Japanese food? Like,
do you rate ramen?
Oh, okay. I like instant ramen more than regular ramen. You like the packet that you know.
What the fuck?
I think it's just, what is
what
it?
What the fuck
the
did
MSG?
You just say?
The sodium, but it just tastes better for me.
Probably the MSG. Whoa.
Right?
What am I listening to?
I don't think you've been to good ramen places.
I can admit that you could say maybe ramen's too heavy normally or it's too much, but saying it's better.
I don't think you've been to a good ramen place.
I don't
think you've been to a good ramen place.
In LA, I go to a ramen place, right? And it looks good. And I'm like, can I have an extra egg, please? And they're like, oh, that'll be $3. And I'm like, can I have like.
Why are you speaking in British?
$3?
Is that how they sound in LA?
$3?
$3.
Like, can I have like seaweed? And they're like, oh, yeah, that's $1.50. And they give me like one type.
Oh, what the
like,
fuck?
Why would all the toppings so expensive, bro?
Yeah.
But does it taste good?
It's good, but it's just like, I think instant ramen, it fits my palate more. I don't know. I just
I think you need to go to like a proper good ramen place in Japan.
Have you tried Sukkimen? That's the best one.
Yeah. That is pretty good. It's like it slaps. Good.
Yeah.
But there's nothing like, you know, it's like 1 a.m. You're sad as shit. You bring out the pot. You open the Shin Ramen Black. Yeah. You know Shin Ramen?
Yeah, I know Shin Ramen. I fucking love Shin Ramen.
Yeah, with the egg and the cheese. Yeah. And like, it just hits.
But I mean, luckily,
it's not like Korean flavored.
Sorry. No. Yeah, I like Korean ramen.
I think we found it.
Yeah,
now.
We figured it out.
I'm Korean.
Well, luckily, you know, the Japanese ramen stores are open like 24/7 normally.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. About-
Yeah. You go there at like
most places are open until like 4 a.m.
Yeah, you go there at 2 a.m.
I do remember
a bunch
eating
of people.
Ramen in Japan, and I do remember it being very delicious. So maybe it's been like so long I forgot.
Well, is it because it's not spicy enough in Japan?
But
Shin Ramen is like pretty spicy.
You know, maybe
so is Korean ramen. Yeah,
yeah,
Korean
I like
ramen
the spice
is,
a lot. Yeah. I did order like non-spicy, so maybe that's why.
Yeah. There's a lot of places that do spicy ramen.
I will try that next time. Maybe
you should go to the place the corner and I went to.
What's it called?
Oh, no, never mind. That was like the hottest ramen.
Yeah. Scottish?
Hottest, sorry.
Scottish. Right. Scottish ramen.
Scottish ramen.
It's the accent, sorry.
You just pour whiskey into it.
Some broth of like.
Broth of whiskey.
I do like their poached the egg, the hard-boiled egg.
I like those as well.
Yeah, it's like brown and there's like gooey center. That's so fucking good.
It's really nice. Tamago, like,
oh, I'm so hungry. Oh my god, tamago yaki. That shit's so good.
Tamago yaki? Yeah.
Tamago yaki.
Okonomiyaki.
That's good. That's just pancakes. I mean, you love pancakes,
yeah,
right?
I love pancakes.
No, you guys don't rate okonomiyaki.
Okay, I think it's okay. I didn't think it was bad. I just think it's okay. I
will not accept
it's the
slander.
Jujutsu Kaisen of fucking Japanese foods, okay, Joey?
What do you think about Jujutsu Kaisen?
Okay,
okay.
He thinks it's okay. That's
I really like it.
I really like it as well.
I think it's
okay
too.
Oh, fucking hell.
Well, you also haven't watched Arcane, so I'm unsure about
that. Should we take that back then?
You're associating with the bad take, man.
Those DCs, I feel anime, it's really hard for me to find an anime that I like and I will keep watching. Because like the older I get, I'm just like, I don't have time anymore. It has to be really good for me to stay. So right now, the only thing I'm really enjoying kind of is like Spy X Family.
Yeah.
I mean, that's super fun to watch.
Yeah.
Well, so is like
premise.
Everyone. Yeah. I think it's just like, I don't know how it's gotten so popular so quickly, but it's just like a show that everyone unanimously agrees. It's just really fucking good. I've not heard of a single person calling it mid, and that's like a first for shonen anime.
Dude, oh my god, this AX is just going to be all your like Spy Family cosplay.
It's just Spy Family
cosplay. This is the year of Spy Family.
No, it's going to be the year of Genshin.
Because
we
me? Oh my god!
Yeah, we were at MCM, which is like the British Comic Con, and pretty much
Genshin.
Every third cosplayer was a Genshin
character. Yeah,
it's
crazy how like popular Genshin is. Like, that's insane.
Yes.
Do you play Genshin?
Well, okay. So I didn't used to, and I got cast.
Yeah.
I went in this Genshin rabbit hole. I was like playing the game. I was spending money. I was rolling for 5-star characters. I was watching Genshin MMDs on YouTube. Like, it was bad. I'm like, yeah, I like, yeah.
So you became a full on Genshin Impact addict.
I was like, that sounds normal up until the MMD part.
I'm proud of it. I had a day where I'm just like, look, I think the models are free to use, right? Yeah, they share like the models and stuff. So people take the character models and make them dance to like cute Japanese weep songs and stuff.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's kind of cute. And I just kept clicking.
Now we've literally like gone full circle. We've reverted back to like the Miku days now.
Yeah, man.
Where you'd have all like the old OG MMDs of like Miku characters.
Oh, the Vocaloid era.
The Vocaloid MMDs.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dude,
oh my god.
That was so big back then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, somehow Genshin's brought that like fucking phase back now. I didn't know. Yeah.
The Nico Nico era is back.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
So is Genshin your first gacha game?
Oh.
You can say it.
Okay, so I've played lots of gacha games and I stopped because I have a problem.
Yeah.
Right. I play Summoner's War for a bit.
Oh, that's notorious for being a money sinker.
Yeah. Wow.
I got cast in Cookie Run.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this looks really fun. Let me try it. And I installed it and I'm like, I need the 5-star cookies. And I just keep. It's terrible.
What's the most you've spent on a gacha game?
Let's just say that I spent more than what they paid me to voice.
No,
I was about to ask. Is like the worst thing that can happen to you? You get casted in the gacha game because that means you're like obligated to play
the gacha game,
and then you're gonna get really, really into it.
I basically paid back the money that they paid me.
It's like a circular economy,
it's
right?
Terrible.
That's how it works.
That's just money laundering. Yeah.
I stopped spending money. I stopped playing because I had to. Uninstalled Clicking Run and Genshin.
I find the best way to make sure I never play a gacha game is for
just
me.
Just don't uninstall.
But if I promote it, they give you like a cracked account, right?
Yeah.
And then it just ruins the game. Because then you're like, well, I have everything.
Yeah.
And now there's no point in me getting my credit card out.
Yeah.
And
spend, they're and very I good at like making, enticing you to like, look at all those Genshin character demos.
They have like tons of people's jobs to just find out what will make you most addicted.
Mm. And it's just, it's very well done, to be fair. Like the characters are beautiful, the sound, music, everything. Like I'm not a Genshin shill, I swear. But like, it's just really pretty. Like the aesthetics are nice.
Yeah, I mean, like I think there's a lot of good things about Genshin, but I'm also like an ex-Genshin player. I've also got out. I've been like 1 year Genshin free now. I'm very happy.
It's like Genshin Players Anonymous. Right? Yeah. I'm 1 year sober from Genshin.
I'm 1 year sober from Genshin.
I recently reinstalled it.
No, because
they have this like rhythm game that came out, that Trump thing, and I love rhythm
games. You need to come to more of these therapy sessions.
I feel like I played it and I just never really like got into it. I kind of just played around and I kind of had a little bit of fun, but it never really hooked me.
Do you think the world of Genshin like surpasses like with the actual game, like people like cosplaying it, drawing it, covering music, all of that is like way stronger.
Yeah, the community is insane.
The community is crazy.
The community is crazy, and it's like a really like tight-knit, like cool community from what I've seen as well. I think what got me into Genshin, or what sold me on Genshin, was actually just, I don't know, the feeling it gave you. Like, it's like the combination of just like the landscape and like the music was like so fucking beautiful. Yes. And like, you didn't really get that in the first area, but when you discovered Liyue, oh my God, that's when the game actually got like good for me, you know?
But that's the exact reason, those are the exact reasons why I just opted to play Breath of the Wild over Genshin.
Breath of the Wild's fantastic.
Because it's the exact same feeling, but in my opinion, the gameplay is just way more fun.
It is.
Yeah.
But,
and I think that's a big reason why I just saw. I'm like the cute girls almost got me. They almost got me until I saw the price tag.
I've already completed Breath of the Wild, and I don't know when the fuck Breath of the Wild 2 is coming out. It just feels like nice little niche, you know, because Genshin is like infinite content. Well, it's not really infinite content, you know, it makes you feel like it for the longest time. But then you realize it becomes like a part-time job.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're addicted, you know?
Anything that'll stop me from playing League, I'll take it.
League isn't that bad, I swear.
Do you still play League often?
Not often.
Why do you still want to play it?
It's like your ex-girlfriend.
Okay.
So you're in an abusive relationship.
It's not abusive. We just like, maybe it's better if we part, but then I miss them. I'm like, hey, what are you doing? It's 1 a.m.
Hey, my parents aren't home, dude.
That's so cute.
It's like the ex-girlfriend that never leaves the conversation out. It's like, yeah, but this is cool, but my ex.
I think moving to Japan kind of killed it for me.
Wow.
Because the servers suck.
Yeah, and also no one really plays.
No one plays it.
I don't think League is popular in Japan.
I think the least popular server, but the people on the server are just from China and Korean, like smurfing.
Right. Oh, that's sad.
So like, you don't get a game, and then when you get a game, this guy who's like apparently Iron One, like Lee Sin, perfectly like insect kicks you, and you're like, all right, okay, fuck, I guess I'm just bad.
Also,
like,
it's the most toxic server I've ever experienced. Bad. Oh my God,
I kind of want to try this.
it's just because, you know, I mean, I feel like Asians are like really rude to each other, like the different types of Asians.
And when a server is full of people not from that country to just like take over that country, a toxic cesspool.
Yeah.
You think like any other League server is toxic? It's nothing compared to the Japanese servers.
So Emily and Didus just moved to Japan, and Didus still wants to play League. And he's been sending me screenshots of like all his chat logs from the game.
Yeah.
And it's just full on, just like people going at it, arguing.
So interesting. Wow.
Yikes.
No, like, it's like no one on the Japanese servers speaks Japanese.
Yeah. I have never seen Japanese it's always Chinese or
either
English.
Korean, yeah. English. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah, that would kill my desire too. Yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of like, I'm kind of over this. So I just play TFT now.
TFT's pretty fun.
I like TFT.
TFT's fun.
But it's such a bad viewer game. Like, trying to get a new audience to watch TFT is like, welcome to my algebra class 3. Here's a Morgana.
I think it's the best when it's like a new set just comes out. That's when the viewership, I think, is
because everyone's like curious and
you
it's
wanna
like,
know, yeah.
Yeah, because I try to like follow TFT and I have no idea what the hell is going on. So it just becomes like if they're streaming with a mate, then it just becomes like a glorified just chatting stream, which I can follow, you know. Yeah. But if it's just like someone streaming TFT, I'm like
Even as someone who played it a lot, like I was like Diamond One at one point at TFT, and then the next set, I'm completely clueless.
Yeah,
I'm like,
you
so it's like even if I get really, really, really good in one set, I'm completely fucking bad the moment they change everything.
Right,
like everything I learned was all like muscle memory, and now I don't know anything. And now it's really hard to get back into it.
This episode is sponsored by ExpressVPN.
Guys, have you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode?
No.
Well, it says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider.
What?
How can you even call that incognito? To really stop people from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN.
Think of all the times you've used Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, where we are right now, or even at your parents' house. Without ExpressVPN, every site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And in the US, where we currently are right now, they can legally sell your data to other third parties.
ExpressVPN is an app that encrypts all your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity stays just that. Private.
So, stop letting strangers know what you're getting up to. Go to expressvpn.com/trashtaste. That's expressvpn.com/trashtaste to get an extra 3 months for free.
Thank you to ExpressVPN for sponsoring the episode. Back to the show.
Do you play like do you play Valorant or?
Fucking hate Valorant.
Oh, that's
so... I've had to ban the word Valorant.
Bad?
Yes.
Oh.
I banned the word Valorant in my Twitch chat.
What?
Really?
Because people are like, hey, you ever want to play Valorant? I'm like, don't fucking ask me if I want to play that. This game fucking sucks. All right, let me tell you why Valorant sucks, all right? Okay?
Yeah.
All right, so you join this lobby. You're locked into like an hour. The game is like an hour. It's so fucking long.
Is it an hour? It's not an hour, is it?
It's like 45 minutes.
It's 40.
You're always a league player. That's like normal amount. That's a normal amount,
that is
right?
Normal.
But you're always gaming in league, right? Let's say you join, you're new. It's like the worst game to play when you're new. Because it's like, there's nothing to keep you engaged. You go in this game, you immediately get headshotted through a wall by like a 12-year-old Korean kid. And then you're waiting, watching someone else play. And you're like, oh, dude, nice, dude. He carried me. Awesome. Next round, You spend all your money on a gun. You go out. You get shot again. You're like, what the fuck, man? Let me just play the game.
I don't know. I feel like League is the worst experience for new players. That's just me.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like...
I think League is worse.
I tried it once.
Because, like...
It was horrible.
With Valorant, at least it's a first-person shooter. Everyone knows how to play first-person shooters. Yeah. You point around, you click on something, and then it dies, you get killed.
Yeah, you learn it easier.
Yeah.
I feel League is like, there's... How many champions are there now?
Yeah.
Not good.
Like, if I didn't play League when I was, like, in university, there would be no way I'd be playing League now because the learning curve for that is fucking ridiculous.
Okay, would you play Valorant if you had to play it alone, though?
I play solo queue.
Do you?
Sometimes the voice comp is hilarious.
Really?
I'm like, hey, guys, any mic? And they're like, shut the fuck up. And it's just, like, it's such good content.
Okay, that's fair. I mean, in Japan, no one talks. Do you know the amount of effort I have to do to get someone to talk on Japanese voice chat?
Wow.
On Apex, I can sometimes get them to talk.
So it's like, it feels like a different, like, culture.
They don't talk. They don't talk. Yeah. So like when you play, like, I don't know, like did you ever play Overwatch?
Yeah.
Like in ranked, everyone used to always talk. Like it was like, if you didn't have a mic, you were like the guy who's bringing the team down.
Okay.
Right.
Like in ranked. Uh-huh. But then like the moment I went over to Japan, no one fucking uses their mic ever.
Wow.
You have to really like talk.
Maybe they're just really shy.
They are.
It's just the culture. They just don't do it. Like, it's just not normal to like go.
This is why Japanese are like have really bad at esports. Because they don't talk. They don't communicate.
Their comms are weak, dude. Yeah. You ever watch Japanese esports teams? They're just like silent.
There was the Valorant Japanese team? What's it called?
They're pretty cracked, though. They're insane.
They're very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't follow the Japanese the Valorant esports scene, unfortunately. Only League. That's enough for me.
But they don't talk to each other, probably.
I don't know. They're
probably just like telepathy or something. Shit.
What's your favorite game then?
That's not Genshin.
I like League just because like I played it for so long. And I started my YouTube career pretty much on League. So it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
But again, it's like, you know, you've been dating this person for like 10 years. And it's like...
It's time to let go.
It's some cost fallacy almost. Yeah. But you do have good times with them. It's not like you don't have good times with them.
sound real desperate. I swear I had a good time with them.
I assume like you don't play ranked much anymore, right? Because that's when like I feel like the game is at its worst, but also at its best in a way.
I think playing with, if you have a full stack, it could be fun. Okay. But that's the case with Valorant as well. Yeah. Full stack, make friends, make things fun. Right. You know?
But League's one of those games as well where like, I feel like if there's one person in your lobby who's like really high ranked or on your team, it's really hard to like play with them.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you, I'm not going to pick my friends based on their elo. Like I'm not a weirdo.
Then you just make Smurfs. That's what everyone does, right? Yeah. Everyone makes Smurfs and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean like, that's kind of like why I never really get into competitive games, because there's always like the initial hump where you start learning a new game. It's really fresh. It's really fun. And then, like, the moment that game dies for me is when I, like, pressed, like, start going on the ranked ladder. And then that's when it, like, the game stops from being fun to just being, like, a stressful experience. Yeah. Like, it's like a friendship ender at some points. If you go, it seems like a nice idea in your head. Oh, yeah, let's rank up together, guys.
Yeah.
And then, like, if you want to test your friendship, you go into a ranked game with your friends on League. That will test your friendship, right? Because not everyone's going to be the same skill level, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you will find out who the toxic people in your friend group are by playing ranked ladder together.
Weed out the toxic people.
Yeah, yeah.
Through League.
I like how, do you like, I don't know. Okay, have you ever heard of Pokemon Puzzle League?
Pokemon Puzzle.
This sounds really familiar.
Yeah, why does it sound familiar?
A Tetris Attack?
Yeah.
It's like that, but Pokemon.
Oh.
Is it PC only?
No.
Well, what's it got to do with Pokemon?
It's Nintendo 64.
Oh, okay.
It's like I love that game so much, but no one plays it. It's like, you know when you have a game?
Oh, yeah, because it was like when the dinosaurs were around.
Okay, but like to this day, when you go to PAX or whatever, some convention, sometimes they have like Tetris Attack tournaments and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so it's one of those games that I think I'm like really good at, but like no one plays. So I stopped playing it.
Could you still win now? Would you win?
I think I could win.
Could you like speed run?
Some people. I'm not that.
Well, what's the player base for this game, right?
Yeah.
there's very little.
Just Lily and no one else.
That's a free world record.
So there's some people who still like it, but they're just scattered. So now I'm trying to like get better at Valorant. Because everyone plays Valorant, right?
Yeah.
So if you're good at Valorant, you know, you'll look cool, man. Like,
I just want to look cool.
I just want to be cool, but I can't. I'm not good at PS. I'm good at like music, rhythm games, or stuff like that. But like that's not cool. It's Valorant's cool.
Just come
right
to Japan.
Now.
It's really fucking cool in Japan.
I'm very excited to go to all like the
just
arcade.
Go to the arcade and just master a rhythm game, and you will be like the princess of that arcade.
But then you realize how shit you are when you go to Japan. And you see some of the people.
I dig it.
Yeah.
You just see those motherfuckers on tune them that are just.
I've seen them and they're like.
They're just insane. It's like clockwork.
But it's like they're all like that. Like
yeah, I know.
Like
right?
Every time you go, everyone is like serious about it.
Everyone has like their custom gear. Like you go to one of the booths and they bring out their fucking glove or something. And you're like, God damn, you know.
That's how you go, be serious. It's like when I go to like, you know, like DDR, pump it up machines.
Yeah.
They come with like towels and like water bottles and like backpacks. And and you're camping.
Oh my God.
you know, shit's about to get like fucked up when like it's never the guys who are like fully in shape that are the best at DDR. It's like the guys who are like, you know, just come out to the arcade just to play DDR. There's some big dudes I've seen. I remember this like one kind of like larger gentleman in Osaka who just went up to a DDR machine, like huge bottle of water, big towel, and he looked like he was about to like work out. And everyone at that arcade was like, hold on, guys.
It's the guy.
something magical is about to happen.
Yeah.
He was absolutely tearing ass, and there's like 30 people surrounding him, just being like, I will challenge you. And he's just like, all right, step up.
Honestly, sometimes it's intimidating though, because sometimes I just want to like try out like a nice rhythm game.
You should try.
No, I do. I do love the rhythm games, but like sometimes you see someone like tear it up in this rhythm game, and I'm just like, I don't know how to get it to start. Like,
they suck too in the beginning.
That's me with like fighting games though at arcades.
Oh,
because it's like I always want to try it.
Yeah.
But there's always a fucking prodigy 10-year-old on the other side ready to kick my ass, right?
Also, they smoke at those in Japan.
Really?
Oh, yeah. At some of them.
A lot of the ones with the fighting games on the floor, you can smoke. Oh.
Especially the old school arcades. Ones. Yeah, the old school ones.
It'll be like no smoke at any of the floor, the fighting game floor, you can smoke. And there'll be ashtrays and stuff. And so just it reeks of smoke there.
Yeah. But in the middle of that, there's always that one 10-year-old who's just destroying everyone.
It's really interesting. I feel like you see like an almost authentic side of Japan in the arcade. You kind of see like everyone kind of just like come into this place and just let off some steam.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
It's the best.
I think like the fighting game community in Japan is like way bigger than say like what's like
Smash.
don't know. Is Smash big in Japan?
It was big.
Right.
At like at the peak, I think. Right. Like there was a lot of like high level competitors going to like big Smash tournaments in the US and like right. Evo and shit, but I don't know about now.
I know, any game where you not don't need to converse with someone to be good at it, like that's like big in Japan, you know. Yeah, so rhythm games, fighting games, are like massive in Japan.
Yep. No words necessary, only fists.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's just like because they want to do one thing and they just want to perfect it. Yeah, it's like the very Japanese way of thinking. It's like I just want to redo the same thing and just get very good at this one skill.
Mm. Not to prove it to anyone, just to prove it to myself.
It's like a self-rewarding feeling. Yeah. I'm not really sure why. Yeah. Like it's kind of
very zen, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's kind of how it works. Yeah. Like, I really want to get into fighting games, but there's such a big, massive jump from just randomly mashing buttons to, like,
being
even, like, a competent, like, being, like, just mildly competent at fighting games. Yeah. That's such a big fucking
gap.
It's
hard. Mm. I tried getting better at Smash because I just wanted to beat the people at the party. You know, at the party, there's always a Smash setup.
Yeah, I just
wanted to beat, like, some people. That was my threshold.
Did you ever get to that point?
I don't know. There were no parties. COVID hit.
It's like all the training gone to waste.
Yeah.
I think the only time, because Joey's like one of the chillest guys I know. I think one of the only times I've seen Joey like genuinely tilted and angry is during Smash where he played Connor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This motherfucker kept playing King K. Rool and just fucking down being every time.
I love characters with counters. Yeah. It feels so fun. Mm. It's like, why would I want to hit you when I can make you hit yourself?
It's the only time I've ever thrown a controller on the ground.
Oh.
I'm just like, fucking.
There's something about Smash. The other day I was on YouTube and there's like these whole Smash compilations.
Yeah, they're my favorite.
They're so funny.
It's so funny.
It's like this whole world opened up and I just started clicking for like 3 hours. It was
like the saltiest moment compilations of Smash tournaments
that's
are
like,
the funniest things
I think that's like one
ever.
Of Ludwig's most popular videos made a compilation of like top 10 saltiest ice climber moments, I think.
Really?
Yeah, and that's like his most popular video.
That's so much. I didn't even know he made that video.
Yeah. Honestly, like part of the reasons I want to get into fighting games is because the fighting game community just seems so fun. Like I've seen like so many compilations on YouTube or just like fighting game community moments and it's just I don't know how can describe it. It's the perfect mix of just cancer toxicity but also like no one takes it too seriously as well. They're very passionate.
There's a really funny clip. I think it was like a Street Fighter 2 tournament or something at like some convention, and there's just like two people fighting, a huge crowd, and this kid just get absolutely fucking destroyed, and then just from the back just some guy just goes, "Get that boy some milk." And then it just became a thing in the fighting game community as like a thing to just be like, he's tilted, get that boy some milk.
Because like, you know, gaming now, right, it's very like, it's been kind of like polished a bit, you know, you can't trash talk as much online. It's really frowned upon.
You'll get canceled.
But like that's why like I feel like the fighting game is such a cool place. It's like you just trash talk.
Exactly, right.
I love that.
It's kind of like you know, like a real like UFC fight or something, where people were trash talking, and it's part of like the entertainment, right?
It's like safe trash talking for nerds.
And no one gets hurt.
It's great. I love it. I miss trash talk on video games. I like that.
Do you not do that anymore in like League?
I can't now. What if someone like films me, dude?
what about Apex?
I like trash talking still.
Do you trash talk, Lily?
No. I like, I'd say ooh method. So like in Valorant, when they're like really mean to me, I just type ooh. Like, it pisses them off. It's really funny. I'm like, ooh, are you talking to me?
It's like somehow more aggravating.
It is. That's worse
than trash talk. That's nasty.
I feel bad saying like, yeah, you're shit, you know, blah, blah, blah. That just feels...
No, that's unoriginal. You have to come up with like fun insults.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's hard. Like, I'm trying to focus on the game. How can I think of witty insults? Like,
that's where, I mean, in Valorant, right? Because you're dead for like most of the time. I'm here just like spitballing ideas. I'm like, yo, I'm trying to like test these ideas. I'm messaging friends. Like, what do you think? Is this good? I'm up. Oh, no.
He's going deep into the insult book.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just that guy who's just like, let's try our best, guys. Okay. We can win this.
That's why I don't play co-op games, dude, because I'm that guy.
And then
they're just like, shut up, pussy.
I will say one thing I hate about Valorant. It's like, why is like one skin for a gun like fucking like $30? What's up with that?
They got it. They're a small company. They need to make money somehow.
Small, right? small company, dude. That was the one thing where I was like, what the fuck? Even League isn't this bad. I mean, League sometimes. I don't know, that looks skin.
Prestige skins?
Yeah. Okay, those are pretty gross.
Yikes.
You remember Elementalist Lux?
Yeah. Yeah, that was like $4,000.
$30?
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, so I was
$30.
Yeah.
What is it like? Expensive. Skin?
For one skin. Yeah.
But it's like a... Okay, well, it's not just one skin. It's like 10 skins
in the game,
one.
You can change to an element and it changes the whole skin.
And then you could change it to another element. Right. If those elements mix, it makes another element. And there's 10 in total. And each one has different voice lines. So it's actually 10 skins in one.
Does it change anything about the way the character's played?
No. Because if it did, then it wouldn't... It would break the game.
It's just like aesthetic.
So it's just a really elaborate aesthetic...
Yeah, but it's really pretty. It's my favorite champion. I was really excited, so I got it. Yeah. And I asked my friend, do you want one? I think everyone should try it, right? So I gave him one. Mm. And then I asked another friend, I'm like, do you want one too? I gave like five friends like elemental as well.
Oh my god.
Damn.
Another reason to not play
League. I used to always get the $4.90 mystery skins. You know, when you paid $4.90? I used to love that. I don't know.
It's like a mystery box.
It's a mystery box.
You're playing Gacha, dude.
You were into Gacha? Are you telling me you were into Gacha, Connor?
I wanted skins, but I didn't want to feel like I was paying full price. Because if I did that, I would feel ashamed.
So you got a skin that you probably didn't even play, really.
What do you mean? I love one of the Udia skins that isn't Spirit God Udia. I love those. That's, you know, when you get a skin for Malphite and it would be like the, you know, he has like that one, what is it, like the Shamrock one? That one was so fucking
Shamrock
bad.
Shamrock Malphite,
they would like just recolor him green and be like, look, it's Shamrock. But he was
that
a
was
rock.
Like early League skins. They just recolored it and called it something else. But
it's
nowadays...
It's just a shiny Pokemon, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have stepped it up.
Yeah, I mean, now everyone just... looks, but all the girls now, they make them look the same in like every skin. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I know, but they're still pretty. Like I know about this, but like my eyes are glazed over when I see like sparkles and pretty colors.
Is the skins what makes you comes back to play League whenever like a new skin like gets released and you're like, damn, that looks good.
I do only play cute champions. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, that does check out.
I feel like I know the answer to this, but obviously as somebody who's been doing League stuff for a really long time. You know, League is kind of going in more of like an anime direction.
I noticed.
Do you like that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
You know, I think they should just go full weeb, honestly, at this point. Just do it.
I do wish they had a little more monsters, though. I do like the monsters.
There's monsters. Did you see that mommy? The Belveth?
They're not pretty to look at.
The Manic.
Zack is like my favorite character.
Oh, he's like a big bubblegum.
He's just great. Like, he's fun. I love how he plays. It's great.
But they know, I think it's also what sells. So, like, they know. Star Guardian. Like,
yeah. Yasuo's, you know, and all those kind of samurai boys.
I mean, like League and Weeb culture, or Leagues and Weebs have always like just meshed one to one.
Leagues and Weebs.
Yeah, Leagues and Weebs, right?
It's like League, Weebs in the middle. There's Osu over here. Yeah.
Osu, you know, you're deep if you're an Osu.
Yeah. Yeah, because like I remember even before, like in the early days of League, pretty much everyone who played League, I felt, watched anime as well. Because like I'd see so many like people just talking about anime in my chat, you know, when I would play League, and I was like, oh, this is where all the anime fans are, because I couldn't find them in real life. They're all playing League.
It'd be like Hisoka fan 69 or something. It's like the name, and you're like, all right.
Because everyone was playing Yasuo, right? Know that if you're a Yasuo player, you definitely watch anime.
I banned the word Yasuo in my chat.
Did you?
No, when you type in Yasuo, it's just an emote of someone puking.
Really?
I hate that champion. I firmly believe that him being created like dampened my game experience and made me play like less. I hate Yasuo.
Did you make it sound like I killed your dad or something?
Okay. No, what's his brother called?
I hate Yone.
I think Yone is way worse than Yasuo.
No, I know. It's like they took everything that was bad about Yasuo and they made it even worse in Yone. Yeah. I hate those two champions so much. Like every time I see it, I don't even want to play anymore.
So to explain Yasuo to you, Joey.
Yeah, please.
Yasuo is a samurai, right?
That's it.
He's a samurai. He's a very high skill cap samurai champion, right?
High skill cap.
Okay. So... Huh?
Sorry. It's high skill cap. It's just a really funny way.
How would you say it?
He's a character you want to play when you want to be like edgy, like you want to look flashy and shit.
Everyone wants to be better than they are. Yeah, he is a difficult character. Yeah.
Right. He is pretty hard to play.
Yeah. So like how it always plays out is when you are against an enemy Yasuo, they're like fucking god mode Yasuo. Yeah. They will go like they will fucking solo kill your entire team and like make you solo lose the game.
Right.
But when a Yasuo is on your team, it's guaranteed by like the force of nature that there will be the reason you lose the game. They'll go 0-10 and then they'll flame everyone for sucking at the game, right?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yasuo plays like the worst.
And then they made a brother called Yone. Yeah. It's like his same skill. Like
it's the same thing, but with a bunch of more bullshit. Yeah. Like even more like it's weird insane. Shit, like self-healing, more shields.
When he came out, I was like in shock. I'm like, I don't have two bands. I only have one. So I have to ask my friends, Ban, Yone.
Yeah.
I mean, all the new characters they release are nuts. Like I just, I hate Zoe. I hate Talia, all that shit, even though that's old now. But
Talia's kind of old, yeah.
Talia's very old.
I know. But ever since that point onwards, I was just kind of like, I think
as League gets bigger, they have over 160 champions. Yeah, there's only so many kits they can make.
Yeah.
And how are you going to make each one more unique, I guess?
Yeah, it definitely feels like they keep making it even crazier and crazier. Like the new one they announced looked just stupid.
Yeah.
The water whip girl?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
fucking dashing everywhere, even more than normal now.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the Samira as well? I didn't really like. What the fuck is Samira doing?
Who's Samira again?
Yeah, there's
Pirate Girl.
There's too many. Yeah, there's so many.
Joey looks so lost right now.
He's like 160.
I'm just vibing, dude.
Joey's just vibing
I'm just vibing. It's all good.
Yeah, because the only way I find out about new champions now is because when I follow the esports scene and I see a new champion, and I just I have no idea what this person does.
Oh my God, they picked it. They picked the thing. And they're like, what is it? I don't know. We'll see when we get in the game.
Do you still follow the esports scene at all?
Nah.
Why would you? You're from the NA server, right?
I do think back in the day, I'm talking season 3, 4-ish, there were more storylines I could follow. Mm. You knew everyone.
TSM
or whatever. Yeah. Now it's I just lost track. I don't know
what's going
on anymore.
Yeah. Pretty much you just follow Faker and...
I can't believe Faker is still playing.
I know. I wonder what's going to happen to League when he retires.
He's the god of League of Legends at this point. That's insane.
So Faker's I guess, what's the color? The Michael Jordan of League, I guess. That's what's the Michael Jordan of League?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair enough.
I'm trying to think of
a really great player.
Super skilled. He's notorious for being really
I've heard good the name Faker.
Yeah. Because his name, I guess, almost transcends League itself. Because you might not know nothing about League, but you've heard the name Faker
somehow.
Yeah.
I think he chose such a good name too to be that icon, Faker. It sounds so cool.
I can't watch his streams though. It makes me sick watching him with the camera.
What happened?
He whips the camera all around. It's impossible to watch. Yeah. Mm. He's he flicks around everywhere and it's nauseating to watch.
Yeah. Jeez. So he has hotkeys. So he has hotkeys where he can flick to different champions or his teammates.
He uses them
but he flicks to a teammate for a microsecond that's enough time to garner the information he needs. I'm just this is what happens when you're just jacked into the matrix.
Someone is it you talking about this edit where it's something where he's in a fight and instead of flicking, someone edits it so he's opening up solitaire. Yeah. He's playing solitaire while fighting. It's so good. Because it looks real. Yeah, it looks so good.
Yeah. But I can't watch his streams. But,
Jump King. Huh? He's beat Jump King.
Oh, he beat Jump King.
While playing League as well?
Probably.
Yeah. He flicked over Jump League over. Did a jump flick back to League.
I hate Jump. I couldn't beat it.
It's great watching him play Jump King and Pogo Stuck because you're like, you are human. It's nice to see.
You're not a god gamer.
It's you see him fall a shit ton in Jump King, and you're really comforting. The best guy in the world at this game also struggled at that one fucking jump on Jump King that I did.
Have you finished Jump King?
No.
He hasn't, so you both need to finish.
Yeah.
Well, probably never going to touch that game. It reminded me of that other game.
What?
It's a game like that.
Getting over it?
Yes.
Yes.
No, Jump King's way harder.
Jump King's way harder.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both hard, and they both I give up on both of them.
Oh, I love Jump King.
But somehow Jump King, even though it's a rage game, it's still
we always
less,
come back to it.
It's still less rage inducing to me than some League servers some League games,
I must say it was definitely one of the most satisfying moments when I beat that game.
I bet.
In recent history.
That accomplishment.
Yeah. It was really good.
Would you do the expansions though?
No. I prioritize my happiness. So no thank you. I say that and I'm probably going to. It's like a drug.
Yeah.
I was the worst carpal tunnel I ever got from playing Jump King. I've never gotten carpal tunnel before.
Oh my God.
Well, I play, because you play with a keyboard.
Yeah,
right?
I
play with controller. Oh, that's so I could sit back.
That's smart.
Yeah, I should have done that. Yeah. I'm fucking dumb.
Yeah.
That's okay. At least you watched Arcane.
Yeah, at least I did watch Arcane. That's true.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe you didn't watch it. It's so good.
I can't believe it's brought up again.
TV. Watch it here.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the only TV.
This is the only TV. In the
Unfortunately, somehow we have this fucking mansion in LA, and this is like
the only TV.
This is we've only got one TV and no curtains.
Beautiful place. So you guys picked a nice place.
Yeah. Thank
you. Want to like stay in comfort.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't want to stay in comfort?
My Uber was driving, and like the neighborhoods were getting nicer and nicer.
Every Uber driver that's dropped me off here is like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
for
like,
work?
I'm at my map, and I'm like, "Where are we?" Like, it's really nice.
But then I feel the obligation to like have to tip way more than normal because they're like, "Oh, what do you do?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not."
That's just say I'm a YouTuber.
No, do you tell people that?
No. But this is how the conversation goes. Like, "Oh, do you work?" I'm like, "No." Oh, what do you do? I'm like, "Oh, I work from home." Oh, then what do you do from home? Oh, I just like, you know, make videos. Oh, like on YouTube. Oh. It leads up to that. And I'm like, I need to just think of a different profession every time.
I was talking to an Uber driver because he was kind of like he seemed like a really interesting dude.
Yeah.
Quite a character, I'd say. And so I just started asking him questions because I really wanted to hear his opinion on things.
Mm-hmm.
And he's from LA. Of course, when you're a strange person, I feel like you're like born and raised here. I was like, I was just asking him a few things. First of all, I was like, do you like LA? He's like, fuck no. And I was like, oh, why do you live here? He's like, man, I don't know. I can't leave, man. And I was like,
all
right.
That's what they all say.
Everyone says.
He was like, I want to move to Miami and become a YouTuber.
Oh.
I was like, yeah, man, what kind of videos did you make? He's like, just rating chicks. I was like, what do you mean? Like, he was like, just say how the girls are, talk about them.
Yeah,
you make a whole channel about rating
just
women,
just rating women,
your
really?
Adventures with them.
You should have been, like, have you ever heard of the channel Prank Invasion? He did the same thing.
So I was like, all right,
where do you even begin with this?
I didn't even want to begin unpacking it. What do I even do?
You've only got like one Uber driver's worth of time to like unpack everything.
I was like, do you ever think that like LA should have like more public transport? He's like, fuck no, man.
What?
I was like, what do you think it needs? He's like, we need more e-scooters. And I was like, it's a great idea. It's fantastic.
Honestly, scooters are really fun.
Honestly, I think it fucking works in cities where it has an infrastructure for cycling. Because I recently went to Belgium and using the e-scooters in Belgium was one, really, really fun.
Yeah.
And two, really, really fucking convenient as well.
Right.
Like, because we me and Sydney got out of our station and we tried to like find a taxi. Mm. And like the fucking line for the taxi was like a fucking mile long, I swear to God. Because there were just not enough roads and not enough taxis to accommodate everyone.
Yeah. Right.
So we were looking at what everyone was doing and everyone was either cycling or just e-scooting. So
nice.
Yeah.
I wish LA was more like friendly to like just like e-scooters, cycling, trains, buses, general. Like that, we didn't have to rely on cars so much.
Yeah.
It feels like if you don't have a car in LA, you're fucked.
Yeah. Cause wasn't there this big craze of just people trashing e-scooters here or just like throwing them to the river or something?
There was
I mean, they are like,
I think they're still doing it.
They're probably still doing it. They are ugly.
Yeah. Because like, I get it if you leave it on the streets, just in like, the pavement or whatever, right?
Do that.
In Brussels, everyone was leaving it where people parked their bikes, you know? Yeah. So you just go to like a designated section.
Asking Americans to be that considerate.
Lost cause.
In San Francisco, they had like rental, like it's the same concept where you use your phone to unlock, but they unlocked mopeds.
And mopeds?
Yeah, it was sick. We just rode mopeds around San Francisco.
Do you not need a license to drive a moped?
I don't know. Michael did it for me. I just came
back. That sounds sick, though.
I don't know you, though. I don't fucking know.
It was so fun. They, like, if you unlock the back, they come with two helmets because they know people would like to ride it.
That's cool. That's really fucking convenient.
Yeah. It'd be nice if I had like other options that wasn't Uber and Lyft. That's our public transportation.
Yeah.
These days, it's really hard to get Uber and Lyft. Like, the prices went up and like it was hard getting one.
Yeah, it's really expensive. Like, how do you get around normally? Yeah.
Me?
Like
if you just don't leave my apartment.
Do you drive?
No.
Can you drive?
Do you have a license?
I mean, I have a car.
Oh, okay. In Japan, that would be called a...
We shared a car.
It would be called a paper license in Japan.
Yeah.
But I don't like driving.
I don't like driving either. especially like driving here, it seems so stressful.
I'm like really panicky. Mm. I think I'm doing other people a favor by not going on the road. You're welcome.
I'm saving your life.
I'm saving your life.
Everyone seems like a really bad driver here.
Yeah, Yeah, there's a lot of road rage stuff. Like, I don't trust myself.
Why do people just get super fucking angry and like immediately over like a mild inconvenience? Like someone will like make
because
them
they
slow
don't
want
to be here.
They're like,
yeah,
because maybe they don't want to be here. And that's here. The same people where you go, do you like LA? And they go, fuck no.
Honestly, LA, you just live here for like the people, connections, whatever.
Yeah.
VoiceOver is here too for me, but it's like if I had to pick somewhere to live, it would not be LA.
Honestly, like I get it because I would not want to spend any more time on the road in LA than I need to.
Yeah.
Like being in LA traffic here, I experienced it for the first time the other day. I'm like, oh, this is why every LA person complains about traffic. It's like you're a piece of your soul just like gets lost every time you get stuck on the highway.
Mm. Pagarinos, kiddos.
I have some real depression in that.
Yeah.
It's the 10 years on Twitch.
Is it 10 years on Twitch as well? Oh my God.
Yeah, this year, well, this month or next month is my 10th partnered year on Twitch.
Oh my God.
Not including like the livestream.com, justin.tv, own.tv. Like I've dabbled in that before.
Wow.
You sound exhausted just saying
that. I could hear like a decade worth of PTSD coming out of that. Like.
Oh my God, can you? There is. 10 years worth of, like, imagine being little 19-year-old Lily with high voice, girl on internet, the comments you would get, like, when you just start out, when, like, it's not as common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ugh, I need a therapy.
Yeah.
But now I'm good. Now I'm a well-functioning, happy, healthy adult.
How did you get over it, I guess?
Just gotta get, what are you gonna do, die?
I mean, some people just
guess
quit.
I'll die.
Some people are like, fuck, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, it's either that. You either quit or you just keep going. And then like, I'll just keep going, see where it leads me. Yeah. And just at this point, it's like, what other life skills do I have, you know? Let's be honest, you know, I'm a streamer.
What about like music full time?
It's hard to make money off of music full time. I'm learning. I do make like music.
Yeah.
I upload them on like streaming services. Mm-hmm. But it's like full time. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's super hard. Yeah.
So I think streaming and YouTube is a good like way to supplement what you really want to do.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, all the producer costs or like voice acting classes or stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you dabble in a lot of things as we've established at the beginning. So I think that's a good kind of lifestyle. Mm.
Yeah, I think it's very good. Like, I think I'm super privileged. Like, I'm very thankful I can do this because you know, it's like everyone wants to be a streamer or like a content creator. And I did start when there were not many.
Yeah.
So I think I did get lucky in that sense. Like do you think if you started now with absolutely nothing, you could make it?
Oh God, hell no.
Right?
I mean like the bar of quality now is so much higher.
It's so much higher.
You spend $100,000 on every video to compete with
it's insane. Like back then I feel like it was so much easier because, you know, more visibility, less saturation.
Yeah.
But also I think, you know, when you're like, let's say you come in now, what you like, your baseline of what you expect and what you think and how to make a video is probably going to be better because everyone else is also better. I feel like back then everyone was bad because there was no frame of reference of what good is.
Yeah, no one knew what they were doing back then.
Yeah.
And Equals 3 was the biggest fucking show on YouTube.
Yeah.
Have you tried watching Equals 3?
No.
It sucks.
it didn't age well.
It is bad.
Yeah.
Like, and that was the biggest thing on YouTube. And like, that's weird, but I
remember
like,
I used to watch that shit, man.
Yeah.
I feel like the formula was there. You just removed all the commentary. And then now you have like Daily Dose of Internet.
Yeah.
Which is basically like meme compilations, right? You know, it's, I feel like there was something there with Equals 3 and then you just.
Yeah, but the bar always changes, right? Like someone brings something or someone adds something, like, you know, like Mr. Beast has like changed how everyone makes YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Like, his style has made it like.
That's insane.
YouTube changed over like the past 2 years more than I've ever seen it, like ever.
Definitely.
Because of the style of now everyone talks at like 5,000 words per minute and screams.
Yeah. And I still have to watch it at 1.5 speed.
Okay, wow.
How do you watch that in 1.5 speed?
So my problem is I like when I want to digest information, I prefer reading. I read very fast.
Yeah.
So I can like read really fast. But when they're talking,
you
it's
hate
like,
that it's
please, faster.
Sometimes speed you just up. Need to digest the information,
faster.
You know?
So like
you
know. I'm in 1.5 and I'm like, yes, and I have the subtitle thingy on. That's what I like.
No. Jesus.
I get
you
it.
Just like,
I get it.
You just like unbuffing yourself. Like, just like, you know what? This is too easy. I'm going to make it hard on myself.
Some people just speak too fucking slow, man. Yeah, some people.
All those years of like reading Reddit, you know, paid off.
Yeah.
Dude, I warn my friends, if you have chat logs open on your phone mm-hmm. and I glance at it, I will read it. Like, I can't help it. So please point it away.
What are you, like a fucking fiend for words? You're like, I can read something.
It's just like, I like reading. So it's like, oh my God, there was one time. It was really funny. I told a story already. We're in a car. Scar's in the front seat, right? Mm-hmm. He's in a DM with this girl.
Right.
I'm going to make a name. Give me a name.
Barbara.
Barbara. Okay. She's in the girl with this Barbara. And the reflection from his DM was in the car window. I read that. And I'm like, so who's Barbara, Scara? And he was so shocked. He's like, what's wrong with you?
Bro, that's fucking creepy. If I turn around and you're like, Connor, who is it? Yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
Because it was like far away. But then like the reflection from the front window, I could read everything. I'm like, no, I'm just warning you. Like, you know, it's.
I'm scared to pull like my credit card out in front of you now.
She just scans it in, you know.
I'm not interested in your credit card. Oh. I think chat logs and stuff like that are most interesting because like I feel like I learn a lot about people, right? Oh. How you type when you think no one's reading.
Yeah.
Sorry, that sounds really crazy.
That's so scary.
I have like not exactly the same thing, but so do you play Wordle at all?
Wordle.
Yeah. Watching someone play Wordle is actually really fucking entertaining to see how their mind works and just like what guesses they make.
Yeah.
Like I remember we were in like a long road trip or something and just like Joey was playing Wordle in like the front seat and me and Connor were just like silently judging and commentating in the back.
Well, because he would type in words that weren't real and we all do it.
Yeah, because
everyone does it. Yeah. But it's funny to be like, oh, you really think like flubble is that a word? Really?
Because it gets to the point where you're just like, this has to be a word I don't know. So you just start randomly doing it. And I hate it when people are watching me because I'm just like, don't judge me. I know this isn't a real word.
No, we all do it, but like it's so entertaining watching someone else do it. It's like, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, it's like, that's not a real word.
With Wordle, I thought the tactic was like, I have like three words I always use.
Yeah, too,
Now it's just that.
I've stopped doing that
but
now.
But I realize it's boring.
Yeah. I just go with like my whatever I feel like now. Mm. But Joey's still on like the fucking crane meta. Like,
I'm like, I think the crane meta works.
I don't play Wordle anymore.
That was such a big thing. Yeah. Everyone on Twitter was posting their little squares. Yeah. Like, what is that?
I feel I missed the train. I was very late to it. Because I was too scared to ask what the squares were.
Aww.
I was like, you were too scared to ask. Yeah,
I was like, is this like some cult or something that like people are coming into?
I felt the same way. So I would click on the replies of the squares because people will ask. And then I get the answer.
Right.
Like
See, I wasn't smart enough.
But, like once I started playing it, you could tell like there were some people on your feed that are just like, you are cheating. I know cheating. Yeah, yeah. This word progression makes zero fucking sense. And you'd see them like, they try to like mix it up. Sometimes they'd get like threes and fours, but they get too many twos to be like really to be like universally make sense. You know, I know you guys are out there. I know you guys. Stop doing
the Wordle cheaters.
Yeah. Why? I can tell. Okay, we can all tell.
You look cool on social media.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all I want.
Wow, you're good at Wordle. That's so fucking hot.
Slide into my DMs now, dude.
Dude, got the two.
I'm breaking up.
Yeah, you're right.
Come on, like getting a two naturally is fucking like, it's so satisfying. It's so fucking satisfying. Yeah. You know, why would you fake that?
That phase ended pretty quickly. I don't see it.
Yeah. Everything does online.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Trends online just,
it moves too fast now.
Yeah.
So fast. Is Morbin Time funny still?
No, by the time this is out now.
No, I know it. It's like crazy.
Yeah.
Remember Fall Guys?
What? people still play Fall Guys though.
Yeah, do they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it's as much of a meme as it was, though.
Was it even a meme before?
I mean, there was a period where there were some memes, varying in hilarity.
It was like nothing compared to Among Us.
No.
It came out right before Among Us, so got destroyed by Among Us.
Yeah.
Among Us, oh my God.
I mean, there's memes still.
About
Among Us.
Yeah. I don't even like playing the game. I just love the memes.
Yeah.
Among Us everywhere.
So you've been on YouTube for 10 plus years, right? Yeah. Do you have like a favorite era of YouTube when you like,
honestly, I like my League parody song days because that shit was fun. I'm like, everyone was doing League parody.
Well, I mean,
I used to
unironically listen to like InstaLock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were cool.
Now when I go back, I'm like, what did I want?
It was like a cool era where everyone was trying to take songs, like make parodies out of it to make it fit like League of Legends because that's fair use parody. Right. So I would like take like these weeb songs and like, it's really cringe, obviously.
Yeah.
But it was fun because I would draw everything myself and do everything myself. That was creatively fulfilling for me. And that was super fun for me. I like that.
And that was a period when people still enjoyed League as well.
Yeah, and then those, remember, oh God, do you guys remember League Cyphers by any chance?
Yeah, yeah.
The rapping thingy. Yeah. It was
delicious. I'm not surprised.
There's still a really big scene for anime cyphers.
Oh my God, someone invite me to one. I want to do one.
I know a bunch of people who would.
Yeah, I know a bunch of people who would.
I want to do more like.
Is anime cypher still a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Please, I want to do more like anime, like just like projects. If you need me to fan dub anything or just like be in a project, I'm desperate. Like,
why are you desperate?
Give me a role.
Don't fucking say that. Pretend like you're busy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny because
I'm desperate.
Every anime content creator I know is trying to get out of anime now.
Yeah.
I kind of miss it. It's like nostalgic. I just want to do cute, silly things again. You know, like whether it's I would even do a bridge series. You know, I don't fucking care, God. Man.
I thought you said a British series there.
A
British series.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm pretty good at British accents. If you need someone to voice a British character for you, let me just drink up my bottle of water.
You sound like a British person with a concussion. Right? Like had a bit too much to drink. You had a bit too much GameStop to
drink. Trash taste in the description.
You just gave up there. You just, you just went back to American.
Yeah.
God. Accents. So when I audition for stuff, sometimes they want accents, right?
Yeah.
My biggest, like, okay, when they ask for an Asian accent,
what does that even mean, though?
What does that even mean?
Do you like the Pro CD video where he's like, when they ask me to audition with an Asian accent?
Oh, I saw that one. So yeah. And I'm like, I feel so racist. Like, what do you want me to do? What accent do you want me to possibly do?
Yeah.
It's like an amalgamation of like Chinese, Korean,
Japanese.
Have you
done any reads?
So here's it. I did. They wanted a Japanese accent, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to do it, so I just winged it for my audition. Because I want roles, man.
Can I hear it?
No, man, I don't know.
You made me do American.
Well, I'm Japanese all out.
I can't.
You get the J-Pass.
You get the J-Pass. Don't worry.
But the thing is, I got a callback for that role. They're like, yeah, we really liked it. I'm like, what was I saying? And I had to re-listen to my, I'm like, this is not a Japanese accent.
I mean, what is the accent really?
It's just katakana, right? It's just pronouncing things in katakana.
Hello, my name is...
It wasn't like that.
That's pretty normal, though.
Yeah.
It just felt weird.
Well, because it feels like you're mocking someone who's trying their hardest.
But it's just what I hear from like media, like other game characters with accents, like try to emulate those.
Yeah.
It's just when they ask for like an Asian accent, it's always like I'm on like put on the spot. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
That's a red flag. It's
almost like it shouldn't be an Asian accent. Yeah. There's a lot of like countries in Asia, right? Like what if I ask you?
Indian is technically Asian.
Yeah. Like what if I ask you to do a European accent? Like what is a European accent?
Even when they say like American or British, it's like, well, you can.
There's a lot of
to be a very specific.
I think it's just like you just do what you think is right, and then if they like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't like it. You know.
Yeah. Can you do a Korean accent?
Oh, I just feel so bad doing it. Like, I don't mean to make fun of anything. Like, just me really trying, but I feel like people will take it the wrong way. So I've done
some fucked up shit.
But you never know. Like, someone fucking clips it, Twitter. Like,
That's true.
You're a veteran. I can tell.
Yeah.
Aren't you Korean as well? So.
I am Korean, yes.
So you're allowed. It's fine.
Surely, if you're Korean, allowed, right? you're allowed to attempt a Korean accent.
All the viewers know this, but I've voiced like an African in a game, and that was not my proudest moment, but that was in a game.
It's my favorite moment.
Everyone loves it because it's literally like, it was before the Ugandan Knuckles meme. And it was literally that accent.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then like, but they selected me for some fucking reason.
Sometimes it's awful. Never know what they select you for. Mm. You know, it could be the way that you say certain things or like.
But it was weird because when you started voice acting, right? Like that wasn't like a thing yet where everyone was like, you can't do this voice if you're not
ethnicity.
Well, these days, like they want like.
Yeah, now you
if
have
it's
to.
An Asian character, they want an Asian person.
Yeah.
If it's like. They're very like...
Because, you know, like League changed a lot of the voice actors, like very secretly.
Really? Yeah.
Some of the characters.
Wasn't Lucian voiced?
Patrick Seitz.
Yeah.
So Lucian and Renekton were the same person. And it's a white guy, Patrick Seitz. He's done like so many...
I know Patrick Seitz. Yeah. He's really good.
He's amazing. Yeah. But yeah, they very quietly changed his voice in the game.
That's really interesting.
Because it was weird. Like, obviously when it all started changing and it kind of just changed overnight. Like everyone was like,
that's
not cool anymore.
Was it an ethnicity issue or what?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just, you know, a lot of that now it's like, all right, well, obviously, and it makes sense. Obviously, a black person should play a black person.
Right,
and a white person should probably play a white person. I'm fucking, you know, I don't care. I just auditioned for the thing now.
I just audition for it. If you like it, take it.
I'm just trying to like avoid the minefield. I'm like, am I good? I'm good? Yeah. Okay, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, what if like something I say gets clipped out of context? It's put online, and I wake up and there's 8,000 notifications. Like, Lily, did you see it? That's my nightmare.
Yeah, well, I mean, like that's like the 10 years worth of, like streaming experience. To be like, sorry, I need to be careful about PTSD. Everything I say.
I probably sound really like
the PTSD. Yeah, yeah.
I think if your intent is very clear, it won't happen.
I do try to make like super like this is who I am. Blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Thank God we cut that stuff you said earlier, bro. It's crazy.
No, because like, luckily we're on a podcast, so like even we can like edit it. But like as a Twitch streamer being online so much, like I'm scared, you know, I'm scared like I would let something slip or something would get taken out of context.
Yeah.
And it could be totally like unintentional or like a mistake or whatever, but that moment could like define a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You just, you know, just don't do it. Forehead.
just get good.
Just be careful.
Wow, it's that easy.
Yeah, wow.
I'm really excited for you to talk to Michael. I hope you guys talk about boxing. I know we didn't get
to
boxing.
Yeah, I obviously want to talk to him about
that. But like, he looks so fucking cool. I watched that video of him boxing like 30 times. It was so cool. I think the fact that there was a creator clash with like everyone who really gave it their all.
Yeah. It was like really good vibes.
That's insane. Yeah. Wow, would you guys ever box each other? Like AnnieTuber versus... No? No,
and it should be creator clash.
You're like
I could see you box and get beat up.
I went to
like
a boxing class with Ludwig the other day.
Oh, is it for the thing?
Yeah.
Are you gonna do it?
Maybe we'll see.
You should do it. I think you should do it.
I don't know though. We'll see.
Yeah.
But who the fuck's gonna teach me in Japan how to box?
Oh right, you are not from here.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's boxing gyms you can go to.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, are
we recording, by the way?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought we were just having small talk. I didn't realize you repressed the recording button. Okay.
Boxing.
Are you gonna box?
Dude, I'm too self-conscious. When they...
Well, you look like shit when you box because you're fucking, you're sweaty, you're getting punched.
Yeah. No one looks like a model when they box.
Well, some of the people look kind of cool, like their forms and stuff, like the whole dodging, weaving. Like, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
But they also slather your face with like Vaseline before. Like,
yeah.
You know, their faces were really shiny to prevent cuts and stuff. Mm.
Yeah. Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah. I was wondering why their faces were shiny. Oh, okay.
Every morning. Every morning,
really just Vaseline in your face?
Yeah, dude, like American Psycho.
Just peeling it off,
just
right?
Peel it off.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Was it like watching Michael live during Creator Clash?
I was screaming. I was so excited and happy. I was like, yeah, that's my boyfriend. I was like in Discord with like six other friends watching the same thing, and we're just like screaming for it. It was, energy was great.
Yeah.
It was good.
Was it nerve wracking? Because like, I mean, you're watching your partner box, so I'd be fucking scared.
I was scared he was going to get like hit in the head, and then what if he just gets a concussion and dies or something? I don't know. There's a real fear of that. Head injuries are terrible.
Yeah.
And you can literally like get brain damage and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was scared of that. But then as soon as I saw his form and stuff, I'm like, yeah.
He knows. He's good.
Yeah,
he's good.
He knows.
Yeah, he's
knows.
Really good. Yeah. Especially like out of a lot of people, he just seemed like he took to it so naturally.
Yeah.
He's the type of person where if he wants to learn something, he will learn it.
Yeah.
He will put it his all. So I was very impressed. But you were going to talk about that with him.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it with him as well.
Yeah.
Oh, am I allowed to like... Wait, is this like separate? Am I coming out first and then he's coming out?
Yeah, you're coming out first.
So am I spoiling the guest for the next
episode? Yeah,
you can spoil
it. So spoilers, Michael Reed's next episode.
Yeah.
You guys should definitely talk to him about anime and British food.
I'm excited because I'm going to be like not the British. So yeah, it's going to be Michael versus these two.
I know one of the shows he loves, so I'm excited to talk to him about that.
Yeah,
he loves what?
He loves banana fish.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say Arcane. I was like, God help me.
Can we talk to him about Arcane?
He loves Arcane.
Okay. Let's go.
Oh my God.
So he's a human being.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Arcane.
Sheep.
Yeah. At this point, he's not watching it out of spite.
That's why it's so funny.
Yeah.
That's his thing.
Yeah.
That's what it's been going on so long now.
Yeah.
It's so funny where I've just
You're depriving yourself of one of the greatest TV shows out of all time out of spite.
Yeah.
Hey, what can I say? I'm a cancer.
Okay. All right. Fair.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much for watching the Trash Taste Podcast episode number
106.
But it's 106, maybe.
Yeah, okay, it's what probably maybe. 106, probably not, okay, because so with
episode number 106.
Insert
107. 108.
Use one of those.
And if you like this, make sure to check out the description for these gamer sub bottles. Cold trash taste for 10% off. I don't know. Is it 10%? It's probably something like that.
Something
right?
like that. Something
yeah. Like that. And like, you know.
Do you want to shout out our patrons as well?
Patreon?
Yeah.
Look at all these names.
Yeah.
Look at all these names.
Look at all these names that are on screen right now.
Thank you so much for contributing. Wow.
Wow. How nice.
Wow.
I can't wait to come on your show and then just,
yeah, just do the exact same thing.
Just be
hey
a little
guys,
shit.
Welcome to the Offline TV podcast.
Well, thank you so much. Make sure hit a subscribe. Give us a comment. What was your favorite topic in today's podcast? And who do you want to see next?
Should Joey watch Arcane?
And should Connor box?
Oh yeah, all yeah.
These, so
all
many these questions things. To
so
be
answered. There's so many.
Yeah.
But of course, as well, check out Lily's stuff. Links in the description below. Yes.
Check out Lily Pichu on Spotify and get me those stream plays.
Yeah, get that extra 0.01 cents.
Not even, man.
Not even
0.00. Yeah, it's that little for like one play.
It's oh my god, it's ridiculous. But hey, if you like to support the show, go over to our Patreon, patreon.com/trashtaste. Also, follow us on Twitter. Send us some memes on the subreddit. And if you hate our face, listen to us on Spotify. But thanks for coming, Lily.
That was really professional.
Thank
Good
you.
Job,
yeah.
Joey.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's why we leave the outros to him.
Yeah, that's
like,
why
I don't literally don't even
don't
try to touch it. Yeah.
I don't even know what he said.
Yeah. If he's not here, I'm just like, I don't know what to say.
How do we end this show?
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.